Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back, feel it in your spine, feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your back, feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your back, feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your back, feel it in your back, in your spine, feel it. Feel it in your pussy. 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 Feel it in your pussy.
session, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Like, put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up for me. Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan, whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con, nose and cheeks like brrrr-con, soft and feminine brrrr-con, so everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr, nose and cheeks like brrrr, soft and feminine brrrr-con, so everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buff-buff-bo, you wanna buff-buff-bo, come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo, you wanna buff-buff-bo, come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo, buff-buff-bo, come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo, come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? Buff-buff-bo? Come on. You wanna buff-buff-bo? You wanna buff-buff-bo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori said, please don't touch me. Uzai said, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. You gotta bitch, don't touch me. Uzai gotta bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch.
Into the building. and throw.
Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, ForeverCon. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000, open to all shady tag team runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop, Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Femme Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Con presenting The Purge, Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, Memphis and Athena Con, and R.J. Balenciaga. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include open to all Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, open to all Runway for $250, open to all Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg LaVenne, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting The Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd, or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information. Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Trigger Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to all Realness for $200. Open to all Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blahnik. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be The Icon, Selvin Mizrahi, and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi present Behind the Music, Saturday, April 5th,
in Louisville, Kentucky. Grand prize, tag team performance for $1,500. Michael and Janet Jackson. One Twister must team up with the Butch Queen and Drag for Vogue Theft. Mini grants include Open to All Runway for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Beyonce for $400. Male Figure Realness for $200. Female Figure Realness for $200. And a host of other cash categories. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th in Louisville, Kentucky. Tables will be $100 before March 9th and $150 after. Your commentators, the icons Jack Mizrahi and Selvin Mizrahi. And your DJ, legendary Baltimore St. Laurent. Your host hotel, The Gulf House, $89 a night. Call 1-800-843-4258 and use code Behind the Music. This weekend begins Friday, and an aftermath will be Sunday. Make your plans now. Contact Larry or Malcolm on Facebook or visit the event page April 5th for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and you'll send a call out, then 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 a call out,
then. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and tonight we have a lot of little stuff going on. I'm calling it the recap because I do want to recap a couple of things that have been going on so far within the year, the first 3 months of the year, as well as some topics that have been surfacing all over Facebook and in my inbox, especially with femme queens. For all the girls that want to talk about femme queens, relationships, the lifestyle, the attitude, as well as something that just popped up not too long ago as far as femme queens not liking to be called trannies. That was just another one added to the list. So for all you femme queens and female figures out there, make sure you call in and tune into tonight's episode, be a part of it. For all you up-and-coming drags, you might want to call in as well. You might learn something from it. You guys can speak on behalf of all the female figures as well. So let's get this started. Before we go on, we do have the promoters for this weekend's event, Behind the Music. Malcolm and Larry will be on the air tonight to answer any questions in reference to their ball this weekend in Kentucky. So for all you girls that are attending the event this weekend, if you have any questions in reference to the ball, categories, locations, anything, your grand prizes, Larry and Malcolm will be on the air tonight to answer all your, the stuff that you just don't take the time to read. They will be on the air to talk about it and give us any updates on anything, in, you know, in reference to their ball. But before we get to them, let's get to our panelists. And it looks like some people are missing in action, so I don't know what's happening. And I need a recap on what happened on last night's show. I disappeared after a while, so I need to know how the show ended. So can I get a recap on that as well? Joelle, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hi, Joelle.
Oh, gosh. I'm just tickled by the whole femme queen and tranny thing. I think I had said something about it, but because that's that T-girl, so we'll get into that.
T-girl. That's another word that's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but we'll get into that. How's everything with you?
Everything's wonderful. Everything has been going good, thank God.
How did the show go last night?
The show with the Kiki, it took another turn. You know, we were talking about some things that were going on in the ballroom scene and some child that walked out there with too much ass, and, you know, it was a whole mess.
Mm-mm. There you go. All right, the girls are pressing one. Let me bring on, look at y'all. Y'all all pressing one at the same time. Calm down, y'all. Oh, my God. Let me bring up my partner in crime on Wednesday night. Bitch know that she could sing. She got, you know, a nice little hit, and now she wants to sing everywhere she fucking
goes. She wanna be Beyonce. Girl.
And now she thinks she's Beyonce all the way on the West Coast.
Oh, my God. I would have never thought I was Beyonce. She's an entertainer. I'm a singer. So I would probably think I was probably more like John Legend.
Girl, what is your phone giving? What are you giving?
What happened?
Entertainer, singer, bitch, buy a new phone, honey, because
okay,
you sound
okay.
Horrible.
Ain't nothing wrong with my phone. It was on speaker, okay? I'm sitting up in here. There's just a lot going on right now. I've just had a wonderful day, and, you know, it's just been a great week in spite of, you know, everything that's happened, and, you know, I'm still holding on.
I guess, Miss Michi.
How you doing, Dad?
How are you, darling? Let me bring my sister on, the mother, darling, the mother, Mother Revlon, Amaya Revlon, you're on the air.
Oh. Hey, how are you?
How are you, darling?
I'm doing exceptionally well tonight. Hi, Michi.
The shade.
It's the shade, honey.
You disappeared, honey?
You know that little Nokia phone that she has is playing games.
Who has a Nokia phone?
She popped back in for that.
If you got a Nokia phone, that means you got an Obama line, honey, because a Nokia don't even make phones, I don't think, anymore. Not no new ones. No shade. I mean, shout out to the girls with your Obama phones. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
You got them. No shit.
Miss Michi, you didn't want to speak to the mother of the year?
The ballot is still out about that. But I do want to say congratulations. You know, we're still trying to figure out if, you know, you actually won Mother of the Year or if you actually punked your way to Mother. You know, because, you know, Ma, you have a certain stern in your voice that kind of gets demands and gets things going the way you want them to go.
If some of the girls would do the job, half the job that I did, maybe I wouldn't have to quit. But, you know.
All right, hold on, y'all. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, what's good, everybody?
Hey,
Justin. How are you, Justin?
I'm good.
All right, y'all, with your speaker Obama phones or whatever the hell y'all want to call them, fix your phones because I'm hearing echoes.
Well, I'm muted, so it ain't
y'all
me.
Y'all been doing this for too long. I don't understand why y'all still don't fix your phones.
I got you in my earbuds. I know it's not me.
It's probably me, Chi.
Okay.
Muted again.
Justin.
I was on speakerphone. I took it off.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I still hear that. I still hear the echo. We're going to have to figure this out, but we're not going to waste all night doing it.
Let me
get to a couple of callers really quickly because I don't know who they are, and then we're going to get into our promoters for the weekend, and then we will get into tonight's topics. Hold on a second. Hello? Yeah, Justin, it's your phone. Why am I getting an echo from you?
Hold on.
He sounds like he beat the phone on the desk.
Okay.
And
I
still hear the echo.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on mute. Hold on.
Okay. Hello. Testing. Girl. Justin, now, come on now. I know you. Ain't you from one of those Bama states? I know
I'm
you
on
can
mute.
Do better than
Please
that. Come on now. All right. 4-6-7-6-5, you're on the air. 646-765. Girl, come on. I'm hanging up on you. Call back in, but don't press 1. 646-363, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Diana. How are you?
Hey, baby. How are you? This is not Diana. This is Tamika Icon.
Oh. Oh, hey, Tamika. How are you? Sorry.
I'm calling because I feel like this. If you are a transgender, why are you feeling some type of way because somebody called you a tranny? You are who you are. You don't be ashamed of who you are because of what a heterosexual calls you or what somebody else calls you. Bitch, you are transgender. That's what comes with the territory of being a transgender person. They're going to call you a tranny. They're going to call you a man. They're going to call you everything. So if you know that's not who you are, you know you're not a man, your genitalia shouldn't have to describe you. You are a woman. You're transgender. That's you. Don't feel no type of way. I don't like the word female figure. I'd rather you call me a femme queen than anything because that's what I am. So you're not going to – I hate that word with a passion.
I agree with her completely.
So you would rather be called a tranny? Than a female figure?
No, I would be rather called a woman. None of that other stuff. You're not going to call me that. Because what I present to you in front of you is a woman.
So I didn't catch the topic itself. Were we talking on the topic based on what straight people were calling us or what, like, each other, you know, what we were called by each other, like, within our own community?
It's both.
It's both. Probably more of a general topic of what people call us in general, whether you're straight or gay.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, Tamika, I'm going to put you back on hold. I want you to stick around. Let me get to the promoters really quickly before we get deep into that because I do want to touch up on that. And I also want to touch up on the fact of just like we don't like to be called certain names, the Butch Queens don't like to be called certain names as well. So we're going to get on to all those topics in a second. But let me get the promoters on the air so they can say what they got to say and, you know, they can be on all night tonight if they stick around and the callers can call in for them. So let me just give them on the air right now really quickly, and then we'll get into tonight's topic. I'm sorry. This weekend in Kentucky, we do have the Behind the Music Ball hosted by Larry Ebony and Malcolm Balenciaga.
Larry Mizrahi.
I'm sorry, why did I say Larry Ebony? I'm so sorry. Thank you, Vonna. Malcolm Balenciaga and legendary father Larry Mizrahi. I am so sorry. I was thinking about J-Rock for a second, and then it made me, you know, da-da-da, whatever. But anyway, Thank you, Vonna. Thank you, Amaya. You know, I still call you Vonna, but, you know, your little stage name, Amaya, honey, I can't take it. Let me bring them on the air, honey. Larry and Malcolm, you guys are on the air. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What's up, fellas?
Okay.
What's up?
We got echoes. Larry and Malcolm, if you guys are on speakerphone, take your phone off the speaker so we don't hear an echo.
I'm not on speaker.
Yeah, I'm out.
Hi, Malcolm, I'm going to need you not to try to sound sexy on the phone.
I'm talking about for real, all that sex siren, very right voice, Malcolm.
Malcolm.
You're trying to be all butch and stuff. Malcolm, talk how you talk, honey. Now, shit.
Malcolm, you know I know you very well, honey. We're not going to do all that.
You give Malcolm a few cocktails and then let him call it back here. We'll get it.
No, don't give him no cocktails.
I'm not going to play with y'all today.
Malcolm, I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you, Malcolm?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, look at that voice. Trying to sound all sexy. Yeah, butch queens get on my nerves with that shit.
We all like to be called butch queens. We are boys that like, we are men that like men. We are not butch queens.
Yeah, men who like men that always watching fucking YouTube, voguing in the fucking living room, acting like cunt and pussy. Please, can you get out of
whoever said Vogue was cunt? Sorry, go ahead with this. Go ahead with y'all ball. We're going to deal with this in a minute. Go ahead with y'all ball.
Yeah, we'll deal
with
this, Mr. I'm the spokesperson for Butch Queens all the way in California. This is Larry and Malcolm. Go ahead, Malcolm and Larry. Welcome to the show.
What up?
Oh, God. Okay. I can't. Let me mute my... Vonna, take over for a minute. I can't, Vonna. I can't do it.
I got you, Jeff. Hey, Larry and Malcolm, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up? Tell me about your ball. Kentucky is definitely always a really good time. Definitely with Larry. So definitely I want to hear about your ball, because I definitely will be there.
That's what's up. We have a weekend of events planned. I don't like to just have a ball after we go home. I like to have them experience my steak for the weekend. So Friday we're having a pre-party, as everybody usually does in the other state as well. But on the pre-party at a venue called the Hickory House, real nice venue, big and spacious. I think people will enjoy it. Saturday will be the ball. Saturday, doors are open up at 2:30 in the morning. Due to the venue, they have an event going on there with a skating party going on already. So we'll be in there around 12:30 that night to go set up and everything. People have asked what to do before the ball starts. There are a couple of choices that I think would be good for people to go to. We have two clubs in the city that have drag shows. So if you're in the drag shows, there are two places. One called The Connection. That's where, for everybody in the pageant world, that's where EOI is held at on Saturday nights. And then on the other club is called Club Play. It's a brand newer club. They have some of the, I would say the more younger entertainers. They feature sometimes people from RuPaul's Drag Race on there sometimes in that club. There's another bar. There's one bar that people go to for, you know, pretty cheap drinks called 208. And I don't know what that was. And then another place that I think that will play really good music if you want to dance or whatever, it's called Bar Nowhere. I think that's where everybody will probably end up going to, because they have pretty good drinks, great music, and more dancing and stuff like that. We plan to start at 4 in the morning. LSS will be between 3:30 and 4. I know there's no smoking in the venue. And so we're going to allow people to roam in and out of the building if you come before 4 o'clock, up until 4 o'clock. That way we can keep everybody inside and, you know, try to get everything going and flowing.
Now, Larry, a major question that someone just asked me, and I've been seeing it a lot, and I see that you answered it in your event flyer, but I guess I'll ask it again publicly so people can hear it again. They want to know, with the ball starting so late, like I guess with LFS being at 3:34 o'clock, will the ball finish? Because a lot of people are walking for the 1500, and they're just getting kind of nervous at the fact of the late starting time for the ball. So can you just reiterate what you did in your event flyer?
Yes. The ball starts at 4 in the morning, like no any other ball. The Aga ball started it, you know, real late. They finished every category.
Just answer the question. The ball will finish. The cash is put out there for everybody. Come on,
he's
have a good
Aga,
time.
So he had to say something.
He was saying what, Larry? What were you saying?
I said he's an Aga ball. He would say that.
Yeah, he's an Aga.
No, I'm just saying, like, even the con ball. The con ball starts at 4 in the morning. So why wouldn't our ball
Most balls usually start late. Both balls usually start late, but they definitely are used to, I guess, probably a different kind of feel when it comes to the OKI. So that's why
well,
I'm kind of asking the question.
Anyone who knows me, you know that I always finish my balls, no matter what.
Yeah. You do always finish your balls, Larry. I will always say that, but you do have a partner
have
with you.
All my money.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And speaking on the grand prize, can you make sure you reiterate the grand prize to people too? Because that's probably the highlight of the night for most people is your grand prize, since it's a large amount of money.
Right. Grand prize, as you all know, it's Michael and Janet Jackson. It has to be one twister paired up with a Butch Queen and Drag or a Vogue film.
Oh, wow.
The twisters must get their tens and regular realness in order to even qualify for the grand prize.
Ooh. Are you listening to twisters? Because I don't think they knew that.
It's on the flyer. If they didn't know it, then it's their fault. The flyer's been out since October, September.
You must know. You know most of these kids can't read, but we definitely iterating now that you have to get your tens for your realness twisters. No more sneaking through and just being twisters for the night.
Yeah.
So Amaya, that means you too, girl. I was about to say the same thing to you, me too. You just hit my feet and I'm walking for 1500. I can't believe that.
And what
do you like where they're at?
And once people are walking, if they get set, I'm going to ask them, are they walking twist or not, you know, and then so that I can, you know, put their names down so we can verify and, you know, do like a checks and balances system when it's time for that category.
Okay, so just a quick, so if they don't get their tens for their realness, then they can't twist, correct?
Correct.
Eliminate a lot of the girls. Let's go. Okay,
and
it's going to be a short category.
I hope not. I really hope not. But
I'm trying to get tens for realness nowadays. It's like pulling teeth. You definitely did good with that, Larry. You definitely did good. Anything else that you want to speak about your ball? Any information, categories, or anything that you want to kind of clarify?
Yeah. Also, just so everybody knows, I've been getting thousands of questions about the looks. You have to bring a look any video that they were in, Michael or Janet. For the twisters, it can be any video that Michael was in from his ABC days up until, you know, his last show or whatever. But it has to be an official video. It can't be any
Now, does that have to be exact look or does that have to be exact look or kind of like
– It has to be exactly as close as possible. It can't be.
We should
like,
know what it is.
Right.
Right.
You know, if there's zippers in the jacket, you have zippers in your jacket. If it's patent leather, you know, it should be patent leather. It can't, you know, don't come
right
there with red pants if he got on black pants. You know,
they
that's
have
not work.
The both
okay,
the,
well,
the twister.
But then, and then, the and then you said go ahead, Bear Malcolm. I'm sorry.
Both the twister and the sister or Vogue film have to bring a picture to verify the look.
And then you're basically given the greater of, it can't be a VMA's performance, it can't be a Grammy's performance, it has to be a video.
Correct. It has to be one of the videos they've been in.
Amaya, you got Amaya, you got your scream effect, cause girl, we doing scream. Remember,
yes,
girl, you got your shit.
Bitch,
I got my all black.
I got my
shit. Girl, I'm
so,
fine, bitch. And I know they're not going to try my realness because I will send the ball a flying.
We have the police there, and some people have been to Kentucky and been locked up before, so we don't want
that
to happen.
Yes,
I am scared of the po-po. They better not try my realness, like I said.
And to be very honest, I'm a very stern person and a person who don't give accolades very often. But Larry definitely puts a lot into a ball. He puts a lot into making sure everybody has fun for the weekend. So if you're definitely able or definitely willing to come to Kentucky, you definitely should come to one of Larry's events. It's definitely an event of excellence. I definitely can say that.
So. Once they have their effects, I mean, and the effect can be, and people have asked, you know, they're trying to go above and beyond. You know, all we're doing is ask what the category calls for. Some of these videos, they do have simple effects, like jeans and T-shirts or stuff like that.
Right.
You know, if you want to go out there in that, you can. It is what the category is calling for, you know, but.
But also remember, it's $1,500, so don't get mad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Definitely.
Another big category is Fem Queen Performance. It's for $500. It's Fem Queens only.
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a question before you even go any further. What do you, because let's say like me, a person who judges a lot, all our interpretations of Fem Queen are different. If you're saying that it's Fem Queens only and not female figure, what do you and Malcolm as ball promoters consider a Fem Queen?
A Fem Queen is someone who has work and who has breath.
Okay, there we go. All right, just wanted to make sure. Go ahead.
No shakes of sizes are disqualified from the money. Let's put that out there. So.
No what?
Shapes of sizes. All Fem Queens are welcome.
Any size Fem Queen. I didn't say it like that, but, you know, any Fem Queen can walk. For this category, you have to bring a look from a Beyonce video for this category. When I wrote the category, it was before she released those styles of videos, so I kind of shot myself in the foot for this. But it just gives the Fem Queens an opportunity to expand their, you know, their effects, because any effects that are the same or from the same video, well, the same from the same video, they'll be battling first, house or no house. So try to get with your house members and get all the same effects or whatever, because there's only one person that can win that night, you know, because Beyonce, she stands alone, as you all know, so only one person stands alone that night. That's only one winner. That was on the flyer as well. So it can be any look. It has to be a video that she has. It can't be not that she was featured in, but something that says Beyonce, not something featuring Beyonce. Like, there's a question about Lady Gaga's The Telephone video. She was featured in that video. It wasn't her video, so you can't do any look from that video.
None of her looks from Destiny's Child. I've had that question. No look from Destiny's Child, people.
None from Destiny's Child either. It's strictly Beyonce.
Yeah, categories for dummies. It gotta be Beyonce's video, y'all. Not Beyonce and her girlfriend, not Beyonce and her mama, Beyonce videos, y'all. Come on now.
Right. Now, it can be Beyonce featuring somebody else, but it can't be them featuring
it should
Beyonce.
Be her own video, right.
Right. And we will, I'm putting together a list of videos, you know, that will count, because people have asked about the live performance of the concerts. Those don't count at all either. So I'll have a list of those videos that, you know, that will count, and try to get a look together for all these. I think she's like some videos.
And if you feel like we missed a look from one of her videos, please bring proof to verify the look as well.
Another question I've gotten. Next category we have is open to all runway. That's $500. Originally, we had wanted everything to be an edible effect, an edible means something that you eat. Okay, for those who didn't know. So I'm just being honest. I'm being real.
It's the truth, though, because some girls just do not know. It's not too different truth.
And so we changed it to something or your effect must be edible. So, you know, we tell people to be inspired by candy and sweets or whatever. But you can use wrappers, you can use the candy itself, you can use fabric, whatever you want to use, as long as something when you're walking is edible on your effect. If they say stop, you know, what's your edible effect, you must eat it right then and there.
Okay, so let's say devil advocate, even though it's very edible. Say for instance your effect is very downplayed, let's say you just chose to walk in with what you have, but you have on edible panties. You know, so if they tell you to stop and you have to pull off to put on your edible panties, to take off your edible panties, that will still count as well because it's edible, right?
Well, first, this $500. So if you come in just to walk, then I'm sure a judge will notice that, and you wouldn't be able to walk then. So
good. Okay. I like to ask the question for dummies because most of us are very, very downplayed when it comes to volume nowadays.
Yeah, we know people try to always find a loophole in something.
Yeah.
They always try to find a loophole in something. And then the other categories we have is $20 plus pot, male figure, and that includes the butch and trans men and that, male figures. That's $20 plus pot, and female figure realness. I'm sorry. It's $20 plus pot. We didn't want to put open to all. We just wanted to break those up to give those male figures and the female figures their own win. Hot footwear is now $175. People ask about that. It's two trophies. It said Kim and Kanye. All we're asking for is that you bring the hottest shoes that you can find. It can be high fashion. It can be a label. It can be something you find on the street. But it needs to be the hottest shoe that we see that night. That's all it has to be. And it's not a team category. It's just, you know, you can walk as pairs, but you'll be split up when it's time to be judged or whatever.
Also, to take it back to realness, for schoolboys crisscross, you do have to wear a book bag.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate schoolboys and book bags. Thank you.
Yes, you do have to wear a book bag for the category.
Let's see. Sex Iron is it's Bush Queen, like the winners of them win the money. The Bush Queens have to bring it in black briefs. The Bush Queens, junior singers, cat boys. Yeah, junior singers and cat boys. Yeah, oh, wait a minute. Junior singers, cat boys got to bring it in black briefs. We're getting questions about the kind of briefs you can wear. You have to, I'm sorry, it's junior, senior, catboy, and trans man for the Sex Island part. You have to bring in black briefs with red lipstick marks on the sexiest parts of your body. People have sent me pictures of briefs with, you know, the backs cut out, the sides, the fronts cut out. As long as they're briefs and they're black, you can wear them. Just don't come in with no jock straps or no stuff hanging from your neck.
Speedos and all that stuff. Yeah.
As long as they're black briefs, they can be cut out, however you want to, I mean, wherever they are. As long as they're black and they're briefs, you can wear them. They can be briefs, boxer briefs. As long as they're black, you can wear them.
Also for film queen realness, you have to bring in one of the four looks that Whitney Houston waxed at displayed at the Wax Museum, nothing else. None of her video looks, none of her movie looks. It has to be one of her looks from her wax memorabilia.
Okay, and so basically what the ball is giving is through research. You know, most of the times when you get to the ball, y'all just pick stuff up, y'all just go in y'all's old trim bags or y'all borrow y'all girl's stuff. This time, and y'all don't pay attention to category flyers, this time y'all have to research what you're walking. Because then when you get chopped, you can't, don't say that no one didn't explain to you or nobody didn't tell you anything. It's time to research and actually be good house parents, what parents should do, and make sure that your kids are on point and together for Kentucky this weekend.
We wanted this ball to be fun, something that you can see people in key and laugh at. Because they actually brought it like the celebrity from back in the day or to your current celebrity. So if you feel like your hook is not to who you are doing, then go back and do it. You have a couple of days.
And clean it up.
And clean it up. Salt and pepper. If you're coming in salt and pepper, bring the earrings, you know, bring the hair. Everything needs to look legit enough for you to know who you are so you won't get tried and you won't get stopped and everything will be fine. And
definitely when you're doing older looks from back in the day, the thrift stores and stuff got y'all covered. So you actually get out there and go, what's happened this time, y'all?
Any other categories
for the night that y'all want to discuss before we wrap it up, and we'll make sure we keep y'all online just in case people have any questions or anything.
Butch Queen performance is you have to bring it in a Grammy Award-winning artist look of any year, any genre.
And that's performance for not just Butch Queens, Butch Queens, Twisters, and Butch Queen and Drags. We opened this up. First, it was just the Butch Queens because we already had the Twisters and the Drags already, you know, for the grand prize. But people were saying they couldn't find partners because they're not popular, yada, yada, yada. So I was like, you know what, to make it fair, to the Twin Queens have their own category. You know, I want people to come and walk. So we opened it up to Butch Queen Vogue Femmes, Twisters, and Butch Queen Up and Drags performance. And the looks have to be from a Grammy Award winner. It doesn't have to be from, it has to be from performing their videos. It can't be, it's not a Grammy performance, none of that stuff. It's just, it can be any one of their videos that they've ever been in. Yeah. And that's broken up by Legends of the Years and Challengers. And at the end of the night, the winner, if it's a Butch Queen, or the last standing Butch Queen Vogue Femme, the last standing Twister, will earn a ticket to Donye's ball in July to be on his $3,000 Twister Vogue Femme list. So,
okay, Jasmine, do you have any callers for them?
I have one more. For the female category, for the female figure face category, it is elegant dresses, gowns with big hair. It's not no tight dresses tonight. It's not nothing that you found. It's very elegant, very yesteryear's femme queen face. Diana Ross, that's who we want to see.
Jasmine, any callers for the promoters of Behind the Music? I don't know where she's at.
Oh, and also, after that, you have Aftermath on Sunday. Everything, because, you know, we figured everybody was going to spend money on sex for Saturday. We just had to make everything open on Sunday.
Good.
You know, I'm trying to,
give everybody a chance to break everybody.
Yeah, if everybody didn't want to have a effect or whatever, if they want to come the weekend, they have a chance to, you know, have some fun on Sunday. And then Monday, well, Sunday's going to be early. Sunday starts at midnight Sunday. You know, people got to get home. People work on Monday or whatever, so that couldn't be super late. And then on Monday, we're having Dollar Margarita at the place called Margarita Mondays. And downtown on the waterfront, it's very, we always have a good time when we go. So
it's a whole action-packed weekend.
All right. Well, I think we have some callers, so let's see if these callers are in reference to tonight's to the promoters. 917-724, you're on the air.
I just want to know, can I hit the pony pad?
Yes, you can. It will be there in the building. Let's go.
Because you is, I don't know who it is, but somebody is
waiting
to play it out in the background.
Miss Alexa,
hey,
girl.
Hello, everybody.
This was girl,
was that you breaking it down the plate?
I promise you it was not me. I promise you. I'm clean teaming it.
What?
Stay right there, Alexis, honey. It's about to get hot, honey. Stay right there. 347-569, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Brian.
Hey, nothing. Hey, I'm nothing. Just listening and coming back from some of this.
Yeah.
What is this ball? Where is this? I just tuned in. Where is this?
It's in Kentucky. It's Behind the Music. Are you going to get Behind the Music this weekend, Brian?
Huh?
It's in Kentucky. It's the Behind the Music ball sponsored by the legendary Father Larry Nisrahi.
And
his co-conspirator, little boy Malcolm Balenciaga.
Where's his in hell?
In Kentucky. Kentucky, Larry.
Louisville, Kentucky.
We'll post everything in the room. We'll post everything in the room for you, Brian, so you can look at all the categories and stuff, okay?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, please get hit the floor, Brian. Hit the floor, okay?
All right, thank you, Brian. All right, y'all, hold on for a second. Listen, if there's anybody out there that wants to has any questions for Larry or Malcolm, please press 1. We are going to go into tonight's topic, but if you have any questions in reference to their event, they will be on the air tonight to answer any questions, as well as the categories will be posted all over Facebook for the rest of the week. You can catch it pinned up in the official ballroom group, as well as the other groups as well that are part of the show. And you can contact them directly if you have any questions in reference to the category. Malcolm and Larry just broke everything down for you guys. So come Monday when we do the recap, I'm sure it's going to be very, very interesting if anybody gets chopped for going out there looking like a mess. Because they just spent some time on here tonight breaking it down, and their categories completely break everything down. So if you go out there looking like a fool, you do need to be chopped, and I want to hear about it on Monday. Larry and Malcolm, will you be coming on Monday to give us a recap of what happened this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
You know, y'all promoters be sitting there promoting your event, but then y'all disappear on Mondays. It's like y'all don't want to say nothing. You know, y'all don't want to really give nobody the tea. And then what happens is you leave everything in the power of people like Kelly, Rodney, Ivana, you know, Amaya, and everybody else to do the recaps, but y'all promoters don't come on there saying how y'all balls went. I'm going to need y'all promoters to come on Mondays and talk about y'all event. That's why there was no show this past Monday. Y'all still can come on Mondays and talk about what happened at y'all ball. That's a good way of promoting your event for future, Malcolm.
We will definitely be on here Monday. Might be a little tipsy.
Yeah,
stop.
You're putting so much pressure on Rodney and Amaya and Kelly and stuff. Y'all promoters need to start coming on Mondays. I'm going to make it mandatory. And then y'all need to come on Mondays and talk about y'all's event as well. That's what we're going to start doing.
Yeah, because then when we cut y'all event up like sliced cheese, girl, then aggressive beating us in our inbox and calling up men and stuff.
Yes. That's what y'all need to start doing. Take the slack off of Kelly and Rodney and Vaughn and Alexis and everybody.
We will be selling liquor, so please have your change available.
Oh yeah, Malcolm, congratulations on your new venture. I don't know if you want everybody in your business, but you know I love success. Congratulations on that.
He's been doing it for quite some time, Jasmine.
Oh well, you know I'm a late girl.
Congratulations,
well,
nephew.
Say,
very
wait,
proud
wait,
of
wait,
you.
Wait,
very
wait,
proud
wait. Catch the shade. Alexa, did you say, oh, yeah? I caught that one, girl.
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I know I'm not a, you know. Anyway. All right, yeah. Malcolm and Larry, good luck on the event this weekend.
More,
I'm sure it'll be very successful. You
Larry,
sure it's one more thing?
One more thing.
You sure it's one more thing?
Well, it's really two, but it'll be quick.
You sure?
Fine. One thing I do want to say this. The first thing I want to say is that we will have security. I want to reinforce that because I'm getting inboxes from people seeing people's conversations on Facebook. I'm a Fisher, Kentucky. We're not trying to do all that. We put in too much work for this event for somebody to come mess it up. So we will have police there, lock anybody up, be my girlfriend or not. You know, this is not going down like that this weekend.
Kentucky is where I started. Oh, God.
And second of all, we still have rooms at the host hotel. We got some more rooms there for everybody. You can still book those. I'll put the information in the group. They're $118 for double queen suites, which means two beds and a pull-out couch. So for those traveling packs, put the room up, you know, and get the host hotel with everybody.
The girls still sleep 8 to 12?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I'm going to start having to raise the rates on these promotions, honey, because you are promoting everything.
Yes, God.
Please don't start the room. We don't want people coming back on us.
Oh, well, y'all. But let me tell you that, baby. You can't. You can't. Somebody start that room, baby. I'm
going to
know that off the
rip. I mean, the girls have already crafted their room.
And have your incidental money on the side. Can you have your incidental money? Because, you know, don't just bring enough change to pay for your room. Have that money for your incidentals as well.
Take your coke money and your Tina money and make sure you pay for your incidentals.
Oh, my room is covered.
I'm so tired of hearing about the girls can't get the room because they didn't have enough to cover their incidentals. And
Vegas,
whatever you do,
Vegas,
do not
Vegas,
put your...
Jasmine, you know
Vegas,
where it comes from?
Vegas, Vegas.
You know where it comes from? Shut up, Vonna. The girls, what happened is you pay the girl to do your room. But what they fail to realize is they still have to pay incidentals.
Mm-hmm.
So once
not
you
call me...
And stop putting your ad phone number up on your room as well. Don't do that either this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going to do this with y'all. I'm not about to do this with y'all.
All right, let's change the topic. Larry Malcolm, congratulations. Much success. You guys will stay right there. We're going to put you back on hold. We got one more caller. Let's see if it's for you, and then we're going to go into tonight's topic. 612-462, you're on the air.
What's going on? This is Ziggy. I was just supporting Larry and Malcolm. Ow.
Are you supporting him by being there?
You said what?
Yeah, Ziggy,
are you
going to
be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. All right, thank you. All right, so let's get into tonight's topic. Malcolm and Larry, I'm going to put you guys on hold. And if you need anything, just inbox me, okay? Thank you, Larry. Bye, Malcolm. Catch that. Y'all heard that, right? It's just a mess. Y'all just don't want... Tonight, butch queens, femme queens, and the whole hysteria, honey. Y'all girls and them brought it all up. I don't even know where to start with this because it can go into a three-part episode if it gets too deep. So
what,
I do want to talk about...
I'm sorry.
Look at her.
I really wanted to... Michi, where did you go? Michi, you're gone, but if you press 1, I don't see you on the line. So call in and press 1 again, or if you're on, press 1, I don't see you. Tonight I want to talk about... I wanted to recap a couple of things that happened so far within the year as far as different balls and topics and stuff that we have. And everybody's been inboxing me and tagging me in a lot of posts about different topics when it comes to queens. So we are going to just kind of talk about that for a little bit. One of the things that was brought up a little earlier was femme queens not liking to be called trannies. I want to ask the female figures, femme queens, whatever we like to be called or choose to answer to, how do you guys feel about that? I'm going to start with Amaya, and then I'm going to go to Alexis. Amaya, how do you feel about being called a tranny?
I prefer not to be called a tranny. I feel like if you have to put a title or something on me, you can just call me Amaya. But if you have to put me in a category, I am a femme queen. I'm not a tranny. I'm not a female figure or whatever else that you choose to conjure up or, you know, make up. I'm either a Maya or a femme queen, which would be perfectly fine with me. If you don't want me to call you a faggot or any of the other derogatory words, then don't call me those derogatory words.
So, hold on, Amaya, what if somebody calls you a transgender woman?
That's fine. Just don't call me a trainee.
That's more respectful, though, in all honesty.
Yes, it's very respectful. As long as you don't say trainee, then I'm fine. If you call me a trainee, then I call you a faggot.
Could somebody give me the breakdown between the difference of what trainee is as opposed to...
It's an abbreviation of transsexual or transgender, but you know the abbreviation just comes off as harsh or derogatory.
Okay.
It's very harsh and derogatory, in all honesty. But one thing we have to realize, Amaya, is the title femme queen is only used within our community. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even to the average gay person, like, that's not affiliated with ballroom, they wouldn't even know what a femme queen is.
Right.
So, you know, the transgender woman, I think, would be, if we were to be labeled, I think would be the most respectful thing, you know, besides being called a woman, the most respectful title for us is a transgender woman. That tranny shit, I don't even like the title transsexual. It just, you know, that don't even sound right. That's just as bad as a drag being called a transvestite. I just don't like it. I still get the echo, y'all. Whoever got speaker or whatever, please fix your phone because I've been getting a bad echo. Thank you.
The transsexual gives greater of an escort, like an ad. It's definitely not like,
yeah.
It shouldn't definitely be used as a term. It's like, you know, if you're a working girl, then, it's, you know, transsexual or TS is always going to be your motto, but it shouldn't definitely be used as a, you know, a label.
Yeah, and only because of the working girls using it, that's because that's what the clients understand as far
mm-hmm.
as what the TS is and stuff. But because a client is not going to know what an FQ is.
Right.
I still hear an echo. Somebody on the phone, please mute your phone. All right. Thank you. Yeah, so a client is not going to know what a FQ is or, you know, any of that stuff is. So that's why the girls do use the whole title of TS. You know, for transsexuals, but for the girls and within ourselves, within our community, I don't think the butch queen should be saying trannies at all. You know, you guys know what the girls are. They're femme queens, and you guys are butch queens. And even there's some butch queens that don't like to be called butch queens. And what's up with that? Justin, do you like to be titled as a butch queen?
It doesn't matter to me. You know I'm a gay man at the end of the day, but I know there's other butch queens or I guess gay men that I do know that they hate it. They don't want to be associated with it because they just don't like that title. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I respect them for that, you know, and going about my business, you know what I'm saying? I think that this is my first time understanding that saying tranny like that could be an offensive thing, and I guess I will have to stop saying that because I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm glad that that's what we're here for tonight, to just give you guys an update and, you know, give you guys a quick lesson in, you know, Lengo 101 or whatever. Joelle, do you like to be called, labeled as a butch queen?
I don't mind because, you know, it is what it is. It's just a word.
Okay. Got you. Let me ask Larry real quick. He's there. Larry, do you like to be labeled as a butch queen?
From my understanding, all gay males are a butch queen. But I know nowadays, when they say the word butch queen, a butch now, people use the word, I don't like butch queen. That means more of the feminine, loud type. That's what butch queens are referred to nowadays. So I put my category in that, per se, category of those kind of butch queens. But I am a male, so as far as ballroom-wise, I'm a butch queen, but...
And how do you address your female figures? What do you title the female figures? Do you title them femme queens, transgender women, trannies. What do you call them?
I call the femme queens, femme queens, and the witch queen and drag, I call them drag queens.
I always thought drag queens were fierce as well.
I just always thought
a drag queen was fierce too.
That's a fierce word.
Even butch queen and drags doesn't even sound as bad. Like when you say a butch queen and drags, that's like okay, you know. But when you say a drag queen, it's like I think of the hard drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race and shit. Like a candy drag or something, but I don't look. I don't like that word, drag queen.
Well, I might say one of the girls. I might say that.
That's exactly what y'all should be saying.
One of the girls.
That's it. Thank you, Larry, from a legend. Work legendary, Larry. Hold on. Thank you, Larry. Y'all ready to laugh? Malcolm, are you a butch queen? Do you like being called a butch queen?
it depends on if it's public or private.
Mm. My life kind of transitioned about now.
How long ago?
A couple of months now, you know.
So you're transitioning to?
No, I got a girlfriend. So.
This has been bothering me for a couple of months now. Because I was like, well, what's going on?
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak alert.
I knew this was coming. Like, I knew it was coming.
Hold on.
Just to play devil's advocate, Jasmine. Yesterday we were talking about butch queens dating femme queens that look like females. So why he can't date a female?
No one said that. Malcolm of all people couldn't date a female. No one said that at all.
Everybody just kiki why he said he had a girl.
No, because
we know Malcolm. That's all.
We know Malcolm. That's exactly why he couldn't do it.
Wait, Malcolm.
The shade is, I also know a lot of females, so I don't even. It's not like it's impossible because I know a lot of straight women who love gay men.
Can I correct what you're saying, though? Because I think it's a difference between drag queens, femme queens, and I think it's a difference between transsexual women that carry themselves as women, because you have femme queens that act like butch queens, and then you have transgenders that carry themselves as a woman 24/7, don't act, like butch queens and all that, so... I think that any film queen, including you, because I don't know what you said. Film queens that know me know that I don't get whatever you try. People try to make me out like I did.
You can't even, sweetie. You can't even say it. That's why you're laughing as you're trying to explain yourself. You're kikiing at yourself, but it's okay.
I'm a man 24/7.
I know, Malcolm. No one said that you weren't a man. I mean, in my eyes, you're always still a little schoolboy. I don't know about that man thing, but Malcolm, if there's a difference in all the different type of girls, what would you consider a Maya?
That's my TT. I consider her a film queen. Like, I think she's a film queen. Like, she.
Okay.
Like,
and what do you consider Alexis?
I think in her transition and where she's going in life now, and I consider her a woman. That's what she's becoming. I mean, she was a film queen in her day, but she's following the right path and she got a different direction. So that's why I feel she's a woman today.
Okay. What do you consider Kelly?
That's my mother. She's a film queen.
I was about to say, bitch, if you bitch.
Me too, you're back on the air, honey.
Hold the fuck up. Run down this line one more time. Run this line one more time. Miss Malcolm, girl, you was up on your plane, girl. Run this motherfucking line one more time, Jasmine. Roll call that shit again. Okay. All these transitions and positions. What? Come on. I'm looking for salt and cut.
Yes.
Mel.
You called.
Hey, like, hey,
sister. Hey, sister, how
are
you?
Well, Malcolm, no matter what you're doing or with your life or whatever, I wish you much success, even on your relationship. So I'm happy for you.
Relationship? I missed a whole lot. Hold up. What relationship you in now, Malcolm?
My nephew has a girlfriend.
Oh, a real fish?
Real fish.
Yes.
Real
what,
fish,
Malcolm? It's no shade. Go off. No shade, because I have my little real fish flash and no shade. Sometimes it be like that. Okay?
Yeah,
it's a hunter thing. It's a hunter thing, okay? We still
like
the fish.
Well, you know, let me, now that Malcolm brought that up, let me ask Malcolm a question, since he likes, you know, the feminine side of, the softer side of things. Malcolm, have you or would you ever have dated or would date a femme queen?
I have thought about it previously. Yes.
That makes it real hot.
Because I hate for a transgender to act like a butch queen. Like, if you're going to become a lady, you need to carry yourself like a lady 100%. Because I was raised with all females.
I keep trying to tell Amaya and Kelly that.
Okay, 1 second.
Ooh,
one second.
Hold on, Malcolm.
And I want to play devil's advocate here really fast. I mean, because Butch Queen says a lot about how people should act 24/7 and how what they should do 24/7. But if you guys as Butch Queens or, you know, homo thugs or gentlemen, whatever you prefer, if you guys, most of y'all, don't act like men 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because I see a lot of y'all hey girling and then snapping and high fiving and wigging it all the time. So should we not be
voguing
you
in
as
the
men?
And voguing in the living rooms and shit.
So should we not respect you as men?
Okay, hold on.
My difference is because my girlfriend, she knows about me, she knows about everything about me.
Let's escape all of that. Should we not respect you?
Okay. What you said? You said should we respect men as men? Okay, but no, I'm saying it's a difference because we are men. We're just gay men. We still hold the essence of a man. A transgender, on the other hand, is developing into a woman.
A transgender
has transitioned into a woman, so she should hold characteristics of a woman. If you're going to be, there's women that have fat kid tendencies instead of butch queen tendencies. Don't go around saying, I want to fuck this, I want to do masculine things if you want to consider yourself a woman.
No, that's not true because we have women that do the same. You have women that do the same thing. It's different categories of a woman. Every woman is not based upon the same exact of what your mother, your sister, or your auntie is.
Stop right there. Malcolm, I have seen videos of your aunts and your mothers, and your mother is hood fish. She listens to No Limit Soldier. She listens to Master P. She listens to Down South Hustlers. I looked at the video. I looked at old mama is banging.
Yeah,
but
that's a difference from listening to music and carrying yourself as supposed to be a woman and carrying yourself like a man.
Hold on, I have a question.
Like,
Why do y'all always get so offensive
when the Bush Queens say if you want to transition to a lady,
no.
You act like a lady. Point out our feminine counterpart.
No. Okay, explain. Let me explain it to you. Ask me a question. I'm gonna give you an honest answer. It's not about
okay.
me becoming offensive because I'm definitely not offensive. Because I'm one thing about me versus anybody else. I'm comfortable in my own skin. I pay my own rent. That's number one. But one thing about it is I don't like people. Period. Telling anyone, whether it's Bush Queens telling Fem Queens or Fem Queens telling boys or whatever the case may be, of how they
uh-huh.
should act. Because no one can
sure.
tell you how you should act or how you should conduct yourself and what makes you comfortable. Just because in your eyes it's not what you categorize as a woman or a man does not mean that's not what I see or that's what I feel as a woman or a man. So what I get into about is how people always think of what people should do and how they should act, when I can go back many, I can give you many episodes of a bunch of people who don't act like how they want me to represent them as.
I agree. Okay, I'll give you that.
All right, we got a lot of feedback, y'all. We got a lot of people that's washing dishes and folding their clothes and starching their uniform and stuff. Can we please fix all that, please? Malcolm, I want to say thank you. I'm going to put you back on hold, honey, because I don't want you to say the wrong thing, baby. You got a ball coming up. But we will talk about this a little later with you. You got a ball coming up, baby. You don't want to say the wrong thing. All right, Malcolm, let me put you on hold real quick. Let me get to a couple of callers really quickly. I think we lost Justin. Justin, is that you?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. 405-549, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
I would like to ask a question regarding the topic as it relates to the femme queens or the female figures having an issue with being referred to as the trannies. If that is the case, then why is it acceptable or okay for the femme queens and the female figures to refer to biological women as fish or cunt? Because if you look up the word, because the
that's
word
a good
cunt,
question.
It's no shade.
Can I finish?
Good question.
Because the word
you can finish, but not so aggressively, sweetie. Not so aggressively.
Okay,
we're giving you life. We're giving you life.
We're agreeing with you. Just,
I'm
you know.
Sorry.
Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
Because the word cunt is used as a derogatory term for biological women, which is also used to degrade women. So if the objective for the femme queen and the female figure is to emulate a biological woman, would you guys in turn be okay with being referred to as cunt or fish too?
Yeah.
Well, let me say this. Now, me and my girlfriends, we argue, we joke around. We do that all the time. Like, I'll call up Mike, what's up, cunt? And to me, it's not it's just like the word bitch. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. To use it in a derogatory way is the wrong thing for me. Because we call each other fish all the time. Like, I call my girlfriends, what's the tea, fish? Or, you know, even I have some cunt girlfriends that will call my phone and say, oh, fish, what's the tea? What you get? You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's the word itself. I think it's how people use the word that makes it derogatory.
Like nigger or nigga, right?
But for people who are not in the the gay community and they're viewing videos pertaining to the gay community such as the Vogan and stuff, like for example, straight people, some women or biological women might find that offensive, regardless of the fact if it's used in a term term of endearment or what have you. It's just, you know, it's just a question. I was just
saying.
It's clear that you feel that way, and I can understand where you're coming from.
Right.
But it's the same way that when you hear a rap, you know, like I said again, it's a rap video. You're gonna have some guy. You're gonna have some black people that always feel some type of way about the word nigga, no matter how much of a term of endearment it is or how we use it loosely. But you have some people who know that's a term of endearment. So it kind of leads back to the thing that you can't please all the people all the time. You know, sometimes you have to just understand the genre of what you're talking to or who you're talking to kind of get a better understanding. But I definitely can understand where it can come off derogatory. But in our lives, in our things, that some things are just, you know, self-explanatory sometimes, kind of.
And even with straight people, it's like you said, straight people watch the videos and they find some of the videos they watch about our community offensive. It's the same thing when we watch videos within the straight community when, you know, like straight guys be like, yo, that was gay, or yo, don't act gay, or, you know, what's up, fag, and stuff like that, and no homo. We find that, you know, offensively as well. And they may not do it to be so derogatory, but that's just the way that they express themselves among each other. And like Alexis said, that's just how we express ourselves among each other with us. Like when we put a picture up and it's a, you know, a real fishy picture, like, there you go, we're a real nice cunty picture, fishy picture, you know, when you're looking, you know, real nice and stuff, somebody will tag and be like, hey, fish, or, ooh, fishy, ooh, you look cunt, you know, that's just the way we speak among each other. But it's not like we're trying to, you know, be, you know, rude about the situation. It's just, you know, it's just the way we speak among each other. But I do understand. And thank you for coming up with that, because that was really good. I'm getting a lot of inboxes right now, or a lot of feedback stating that, you know, a lot of people were actually bringing this up the other day. So thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Child, I think a lot of the things, hey, Jazz, I love you, darling. I'm glad you like it. A lot of people, you know, I think we take a lot of stuff, you know, personal and everything like that, but I don't know, it's just kind of weird. Let's see.
Gays are hypersensitive sometimes.
Oh, my God, more than any other group, child. You have
okay. Yeah, it's true. All right, another question that popped across the airwaves about, you know, female figures, transgenders, the femme queens. Why do the girls go through so much as far as surgery for transitions, such as breasts, ass, lips, face? They do all this surgery and stop. They just stop. They don't pursue getting the vagina. Why do the girls stop and they do not go 100% all the way? That's a good question.
Jesus
and a lot
Christ,
of feedback was a lot of feedback was because of the dates, because they can't afford it, because of they're confused. Kind of so rude. So why do the girls not go 100%? I'll leave that to y'all. I can't talk about that.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
With a PC
answer that I probably can get for that, without going into, like, I guess, psychological and all that stuff, is that the fact that everybody's transition is their own. So everybody has a level of transition where they're comfortable. It doesn't make you less than or more than a person because you had a different surgery. I know some girls that have, you know, a complete sex change and still act like men and faggots and still put up ass and say they got 9 inches and they have nothing. Do you have some girls that, you know, don't have the surgery and still act the same way? So I think it's a level of your own mental and your own personal transition and where you see yourself is what you choose to do as far as surgery. I think that's a personal decision, not something you have to make public or defend publicly because of what a bunch of people say about you.
My sister always tells me, bitch, you can't say shit because you don't eat. Okay. So let me put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this. I feel like that, like Amaya said, it's up to the individual. I think a lot of people have the perception, they have it kind of misconstrued of what the purpose of the transition is. A lot of people do it to feel complete. A lot of girls get start transitioning because their girlfriends are doing it. A lot of people do it just for the money. A lot of people do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what you choose to do with your life. I think in this community, we're a little too judgmental and worried about what the next bitch got or what the next bitch is doing than we ought to focus on ourselves. Everybody is not going to make the same decisions. Everybody is not going to get you just because Amaya got their size CC. You don't want to get that size CC because it might not be for you. Just because she got 8 nose jobs, that don't mean you got to go get 8 nose jobs because it might not be for you. Just because that bitch went and got a pussy, that don't make you go get a pussy, because guess what? You might end up killing yourself if you got a pussy, and this bitch still unhappy, and she still want to be a faggot.
All right, I got a message saying because the boys they transition for doesn't want them to get rid of it, so they stuck.
See,
so they're
okay,
stuck
you,
with
you
it.
Know what? This is what kills me with the guys with the, and I'm not going to call them butch queens, with the gay males. They are a lot of times they worry about themselves.
Ooh. Every week we made this very clear. Like, let me make it very clear one more time. Everyone is different. I personally didn't transition for a piece of trade or a butch queen or life or any of that. Everybody mental is not set up the same. Everybody does not want the same things. Everybody is not going to go down the same road that you believe that they should. Everybody has to make personal decisions in their life because you only live and breathe in your own body. If you worry about what you do and what you are, what you become gay for, or who you suck dick for, then maybe you have you won't have enough time to worry about what I do and my transition. And if you feel that you want these girls to transition and buy pussy, then maybe you should buy them for them, because they don't just fall off the sky either.
And they wonder why the girls sit around and they depressed all the time, because half of them don't want to be girls.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
I've ran across.
I know a lot of girls that way.
Exactly. I know one girl that everybody prays and loves. I'm not going to call her name, but she actually didn't want to be a girl at one time. Slowly but surely, people coached her into getting this and doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that and doing this.
Let me be clear. I know one girl that everybody praises in the official ballroom chat. They every time her picture go up, they go crazy. They go ham. She's the answer.
Right.
She's this. And
right.
I promise you, I helped put her in drag. She got in drag to make a few dollars to pay her rent. It was never her mentality to become a girl. And y'all breed her, and she's the answer, and she does no wrong. But I'm telling you that she did not want to be a girl. And sometimes she still struggles with the fact of being a girl. But because everybody pushed her and prompted her into it, and because y'all give her so much life, she feels stuck.
Let me tell you, I know a girl right now. She just went and got her second set of bags. She's probably had like her second.
I know a girl
job.
Too.
But she, and right now, she talks about getting her bags removed, getting up out of it, because that's not what she really wants. But because, one, she makes her money like that. Two, it's always.
I was just going to say that.
It's always some gay man talking about, oh, Miss Thing, you look over, Miss Thing, work. And it keeps her going. But mentally, she does not want to do it. But because, once again, girl, you could be sitting in the house, and this is how it starts off with a lot of people. Girl, let me try your wig. Oh, girl, I got a date. Come on, let me put on this wig. Let me make a little coin. The date might be over. So, bitch, you fuck around, and you stuck in drag. Next thing you know, you working to get bags. Next thing you know, you getting a nose. You're getting titties. And then,
yeah, I think it's the company that you keep. No shame.
When you alone, when you alone in your serene place, and you stop to think, and you go to look at yourself, you got these titties in front of you, you got this nose job, you don't even recognize who you once were. You like, this is not what I want. But because somebody said, oh, girl, you need to go get a pussy, you need to go get a nose. Come on. You know how many fathers we got walking around
that,
because somebody told them they need to go get something done?
That is true. And I mean,
we got a couple of callers. Let's see what they got to say. Again, mute your phones because I'm getting feedback. 917-364, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jasmine? What's up, everybody? This is Neptune calling in.
Hey.
Hey, Neptune.
Hey. I don't know. I've always asked myself this question, like, this current topic, and it's just, like, from femme queens, I've even considered becoming a femme queen, like, and it was, like, one of the biggest things that I had to battle, like, in my life or whatever, but, like, the only reason, the only reason that I didn't was because I felt like I was starting too late and all of that stuff, but I feel like some femme queens don't do it, you know, get everything removed because, like, having a dick is power in a sense, either sexually or whatever, like, whether people deny it or not, and it's just, like, they don't want to give up that power, like, you know what I'm saying? If you can make money, if you could, you know what I'm saying, whatever, like, it's just, like, why give that power up? You know what I'm saying? If you don't have to, if you still look real and can still pump around, it's literally like having the best of both worlds, in a sense.
Another thing people need to take in consideration is when you still have everything intact, you're in your own category. You're in your own playing field. Once you make that transition, guess what? You're just another bitch with a hole between your legs.
Yeah.
Y'all will not. I will play commercials the rest of the night.
Jasmine, you're nothing but another bitch with a hole between your legs, girl. Don't care like that.
A lot of the gay men have the misconception of, oh, girl, once you get your pussy, you don't have to tell nobody. You can live your life as a regular fish. But let me tell you one motherfucking thing. You go around, keep tricking people and think that shit don't catch up with you one day.
Alexis, let me tell you something. I know this old school queen in my old hometown of Detroit. Miss Thing, she has a pussy, Miss Thing, okay? Miss Thing has to almost pull her pants down for people to believe that she has a pussy, Miss Thing. Like, she still gets caught with this pussy, bitch. She damn near got to snatch her jeans off and post her legs on the black girl. I got one for them to believe that she got a pussy, bitch. Cause that don't make you real either.
But I do have a question for all of the post-ops. Like, no one ever considers this. I don't think butch queens do, but, like, what is the feeling after you've had the surgery? Like, is it worth it? Like, how long does it take to heal? Like, you know what I mean? Like, has anyone ever had it where they're like, damn?
I've never had one, but I have a lot of girlfriends that I have. And what I'm telling you is, like, some of it is late. The girl who pumped me before, she had hers, you know, she got three different sex changes, you know, in order to get things correct, get things right, get colon cut, you know, get lips performed. Like, you know, she went through a lot to get it. So, you know, so, and some, some people, it's a satisfaction. And some people, like Alexis and like Jasmine have said, you know, some girls have killed themselves. Some girls have been depressed. I think it's all about what your mental base is set up for. Is a sense of accomplishment. Breast in the nose might be your sense of accomplishment. A pussy might be your sense of accomplishment. You can't tell a person what their end meat is. It is what they feel comfortable looking in the mirror as. But it's because at the end of the day, when ballroom fades, when the applause stop, when the lights cut off, you still have to be your own person and comfortable in your own
with yourself,
head.
Right.
But no shade, I'm the type of person that I think that, okay, if you start something, do it 100%. Don't do it
right.
Like,
but,
right.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
You know, be like, oh,
but
I don't want to do this.
But
you know what I'm
saying? But the whole thing your 100% might not be my 100%.
Right.
But the 100%, okay, well, let's say the 100% of a femme queen going into being a woman is supposed to be all there. To me, it's supposed to be the face, the body, the
hold
whatever,
but
you
that,
know?
Stop
but
right
that,
there. Stop
but
right there.
You.
Stop.
That's
stop.
You.
What did you say? What did you say? To who?
To me, yeah. To me, that's
right.
My perception, yeah.
Exactly. That's,
some
your perception
some
is your reality.
Never get faces. Some girls never get faces. Some girls never get nose. I mean, they're not complete. They might have a pussy with no nose. That means they're not face. So they might got a pussy with no face. That means that they're not complete to you. So what you're saying is it's a list of complete.
So listen, so you what you're telling me is you can go get titties,
So a boy can go get titties, nose, a pussy, and he's a complete woman.
No, definitely not. You know, it has to be a transition, of course.
It's a mind state. I think it's more so a mind state.
Thank you.
I mean, you can be all a physical woman. Real women are harder than most of the niggas nowadays, if you want to be honest with you. You know, but...
I know.
No, no. I don't know what y'all talking about.
I interject here briefly.
Transition is in your mind. Transition is in your mind. Transition is not your body. Transition is what you feel and makes you happy and what makes you complete for yourself, not necessarily your body.
Okay. It's understandable.
What you say, Michi?
I just want to say this one thing, okay? And I've gone through just two sex changes, and I am completely happy with myself. It started in Alexis's house. See,
I'm
one thing about when you go to some of these femme queens' house, sometimes when you go to some of these transitioning girls' house, like Alexis' house and stuff, and she has all these nice wigs and things lying around, and you find yourself with wigs and, you know.
Hold on. Michi, so what you're telling me is that Alexis got, like, a lot of cross-dress and stuff at her
house? Hold on. I knew he was going to say that.
Well, you know, she'll be sitting there and she'll like put a wig. She'll be doing like a wig.
Hold on. Wait,
okay.
Let's,
she got a lot of cross-dress and stuff.
First of all, let's let it be known. They are custom made that my hairdresser made.
Oh,
for me.
Baby, that don't mean nothing. You got cross-dress and stuff at your house that
hold
people can cut their dress.
She just walk around with synthetic gilders in her house.
That's not synthetic. I'll give her that.
They're not synthetic. You got good cross dressing stuff at your house.
No shade. Because she had this one wig I used to live for. She had this one girl I live for. It's no shade. And Miss Alexis, if you ever open up that computer, girl, we are going to twirl.
I was just about to tell you, I have the pictures right here.
Girl, Miss Alexis. Miss Girl, now you do not want to fall out with me in 2014, Miss Girl. No shade. Bitch, but it was real out, though. No shade.
Here we go.
It's very clear that if you want to access, you're definitely more than welcome to go over to Lexus' house. She got good cross-dressing stuff for y'all
baby,
to kind of help you think about it.
First of all, sweetie, that was in 2011? Yeah. 2000, before that, Michi.
No, 2011.
Was it? Okay,
see,
well, however.
When I was at the house with Fran and the staff.
Wait a minute.
She got good cross-dress and stuff.
Wait a minute.
So y'all can go there and
listen,
pay yourself.
Listen, ma'am, because yours like to move when you start sweating, so you need to calm down.
All right, y'all, hold on. We got a lot going on. I'm having a private caller, then I need to address something. Private caller, you're on the air.
Does Alexa take hormones?
Oh, your mama take hormones. Hang that bitch up. We ain't doing that tonight.
All right, y'all got to fix y'all phones.
Alexis, do you take hormones?
I have enough hormones that if you need a bottle, you can inbox me, and I'll make sure you get your package on time.
All right, there you go. So now you don't have to keep calling and asking the question because she's letting you know that she does take hormones and that she also has very nice cross-dress and stuff at her house. Let's go.
All right. Let me address something.
Hold on, Jasmine. Just one thing. If you also need some good purses and shoes, heels, I have a fresh item from Just Fab that one of my good girlfriends left over here. That's a drag queen. She left some of her good drag at my house. And if you need a good pair of shoes, a nice heel, I have you.
All right, yeah, real quickly. Our special individual is in the chat room. I think she's crying or something because she just really doesn't understand what's happening here. Let's all give Renee a round of applause because she's just so lost through this transition.
Fuck her.
And I think it's a lot going on with her. Renee, I just want to give you a shout out.
The
and,
one that was on the show
like,
of the week.
Renee, I'm giving you a hug, and I'm telling you that you can cry. You can cry because I know that you're going through things deep in the inside of you. So definitely we're going to give you a hug, and we're going to give you a special shout-out just tonight, just for you, darling. You bleeding cunt. It's just for you, baby. Give
her
a hug.
Now,
just so people won't get it confused, that was DeRock.
Sorry. My grandma always told me anything that bleeds for 7 days and still get up and walk away, you shouldn't trust it.
All right, y'all really are a lot. We got a couple of callers, y'all. 910-583, you're on the air.
You motherfucking girls are so fucking ratchet.
Another bleeding cunt. Hello,
what's
Kelly.
I'm gagging at you girls.
My sister not no bleeding cunt, bitch.
Ivana, Amaya,
Alexis.
Why would y'all read?
Y'all know exactly what I mean. Kelly.
Yes, ma'am.
Another
I'm gagging. I'm gagging that y'all reading. Y'all reading me like that, Miss Thing, girl, bitch. I bleed for 7 days, Miss Thing, and I don't die, Miss Thing. But girl, why y'all reading me like that?
No, Kelly. You lay in the bed with something that bleeds 7 days. You don't bleed, bitch.
Actually, what I lay with don't bleed. Well, actually, it don't bleed at all.
You better say that, bitch.
Hold on, wait. Now you want to talk about some good drag wigs? To have some good drag wigs that sit on the glass head that she stole from a ball?
Kelly got some good hair over there?
Kelly got some good drag.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, because she sure get up in drag when that dream team hits that face. No shade. It'd be drag booth. No shade.
That's what you call a sweet dream in a beautiful nightmare.
Miss Tay, that bitch could drag. That bitch over there, Miss Tay, girl. Somebody used to drag her across across that motherfucking Golden Gate Bridge in motherfucking San Francisco, bitch. Okay, I've been sitting here listening to y'all Kiki and honey change your phone numbers and everything, honey. Kiki and at y'all all night long.
Who's changing the phone number?
Because my other phone, my main phone number, it went dead, honey. So I had to call it from this number when that phone went dead.
I missed my.
Okay, so Kelly, I have a question. What part of your transition are you in? Are you still transitioning?
Why did y'all fall out? Oh my God!
No, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was talking to my sister yesterday, and my sister told me that my sister told me that I'm a ballroom transsexual because I don't take moms.
Kelly, they are falling out over here, girl.
Malcolm
is chewing it with the pictures of his girlfriend. Y'all got to get it to the shade. Lost five.
Oh, yeah. You know Malcolm throwing it, bitch. Come on,
that's yes, you. Get me up. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a hunter. We still have to say.
Wait, Kelly, did you say he's an...
Did I say what?
I can't. 347-780.
Hello.
Hey, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Hi, I want to know if water's a cross-dresser or between the grass.
Vana is right here, baby. Vana has a full set of breasts, baby. Vana is a fem queen, honey.
Vana,
that's your mother.
No,
I'm sure
look
she
hard,
knows.
Honey. You look really hard.
I'm glad I do to you, honey. I definitely appreciate it, baby. I thank
how far
you
along in your transition are you?
I'm the same distance that your mother is, baby. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, you got a long way to go, honey. Put me back
home. Appreciate it.
Oh. The girls is with you.
I love it.
Dan Vaughn, you got a long way to go in your transition.
I see, girl. You know, girl, I thought I was going somewhere, girl. Obviously, I'm not, girl. I'm gonna have to rethink this thing.
Yeah. Well, if you got a long way to go.
Here we go.
I can just imagine how long Alexis got.
Hold still shade from ear to ear, and they worry about my transition. Listen, when you stop shaving from ear to ear, then you worry about
my transition. Oh no, Kelly! Somebody said that since you haven't moaned in 18 years, doesn't that make you a butch queen in drag?
I guess so. It makes me a cotton wad, honey, baby. So you know.
Guess what, Kelly? I tell the girls all the time, just like I tell Alexis or any other bitch, I'm not about to argue with no bitch that ain't got no gas in their tank, bitch. You gotta go.
Well, listen, let me tell you something.
My sister told me
last night. She was taking a shot last night. She was taking a depot last night, and she was like, "Girl, you need to come get one of these." I said, "Bitch, I don't take no miles." And said, "She goes, oh, so you one of those ballroom transsexuals?"
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 718-879. You're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
It's me, Mona.
Hi, Mona.
Oh. Hey, Mona.
What's up? Everything.
Oh.
Whatever.
Everybody
oh.
trying to
get
burned.
Why are they trying you? What's going on? I don't like that. Y'all know
you
my
girl.
Daughter, right?
Girl, child, listen. Okay, you know the girls haven't heard me. The girls haven't heard me in a minute. So, you know, baby, you know. It's open.
They can't take you.
It's open.
Wait a minute. We didn't hear from you for how long, Kelly?
Okay, you know, in a couple of days, this thing, you know, so it's open next season on me tonight.
No, it's not. You got me on this phone. You know, my mouth is nothing nice. Who wants to start? Who wants to? They're going to cut me off the radio show. Have to be quiet. Hello?
Work.
Hey, go for it. No, shut up. Omar Dalla, quiet. Hello?
Yes, cool.
Yes.
All right, now, who's trying to kill? Come on, let's get them together.
Ain't nobody trying it, honey. They can't try a bitch like me, honey, because they know when I bite, bitch, I bite, baby. So, you know, I'm having fun with the girls tonight.
Well, hey, you got your kid Kelly on the line with you? What's up, girl? Who is that?
I need me a pony pack right now.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. Pony pack is killing everybody. Could you listen to me?
I'm
telling you.
You should have heard Amaya breaking it down earlier, girl.
That's Amaya?
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. She got a pony pack right here, baby. What
the game? Amaya.
Honey.
Amaya, I have to have a talk with you. I need
okay.
you. We have to have a talk on a sidebar. But nonetheless,
okay.
Pony is killing everybody in Chicago. Please, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It's not killing
Pony. Me. Pony is the coke man in Chicago, and he's killing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. They should start calling him corporate.
Why would you just come out and tell everybody that, bitch?
Everybody know who Pony is, bitch. You know who Pony is. Everybody know who Pony is.
No, she know.
Ooh.
And you probably gonna know this weekend in Kentucky too.
Actually, bitch, I don't need to know Kentucky. One thing with me is I always land with my drugs from weed to my snow ride.
I'm going to Kentucky.
I get off the plane.
Y'all will not promote all that on a Wednesday night. That's what that Ratchet Monday is for.
We're just getting ready for Friday. What you mean?
What is for because I'm just another girl with a hole. I don't understand what that pony is. What is the pony?
Damn, they throwing garbage cans over here. Do you hear that?
It's a drug dealer.
The pony is on
79th and something.
It's on 81st.
Oh shit, they give it an address.
It's on 81st and Wood.
It's not on 79th, but it's in the vicinity.
I have a question for everybody that's on the air.
Can we talk about Butch Queen and let's start off with what Malcolm brought up earlier, since we got you on the line. How do you feel about Butch Queen and women relationships?
First of all, I'm not a Butch Queen. My name is Mona Ecretia Zabeta Tequila Lachawan Gray. Nobody's Butch Queen.
Fish, come on, fish.
Come on, fish. Exactly. No, but I think that to be, and I'm not being fierce, but, well, I am being fierce, but I think that in the gay community, please, when I say this, I don't want y'all to take it the wrong way. This is my opinion, right? I'm entitled to it, right?
Yes.
In the gay community, 90% are HIV positive. I think that they should leave the cunts to mess with the straight people who, you know, I'm not saying that it's not in the straight community as well, but I think that a lot of the gay children, the butch queens, don't know that they're infected, and then they're trying to still play a role on their straight side, which is not really there anymore, but they're trying to go back on it. And I think that's when they start to infect the community. You having sex with this woman who doesn't know, and you may have an idea, but you're too scared to say something, and then you still go and have sex with this female who's unbeknownst to any of this. And then she walks, Shamel, this is my time. No, but, you know, I don't see it. Now, if you was messing with a female already and then you decided to be gay while y'all were in a relationship,
right,
and all of that, that's one thing.
Okay.
But if you know that you like dick, you're going to go out there and mess with this female, I think that's wrong.
Okay,
now what do you feel about Butch Queen and Femme Queen relationships?
Mm.
I think that's disgusting. That's really fucking nasty.
Mm.
Oh. What?
Mm. Everybody has a right to their definite opinion. Everybody is grown. So he's not to be crucified for his opinion.
Well, let me say this.
Yeah.
No, he's not to be crucified.
Let me say this, baby.
Hold on.
I've seen the Chicago baby, Butch Queen, and Femme Queen relationship.
I'm about to be truthfully honest about some shit. I've never been in a relationship. Well, I can say I have with Carrie, Miss Rahi, but I've never been in a real relationship with a femme queen. But I've danced with a couple, so I can see where their interest is peaked messing with a femme queen. But then it's the whole mind thing. It's just too much. That's why I said it's disgusting. It's crazy.
Baby, after I see the shit that I see in Chicago, baby, I'm ready to dance with a couple.
The shade is the butch queens that mess with the femme queens usually want to become femme queens in the end.
How you better say that?
They going to steal your look, honey. They fucking think about you. They just steal that, honey. Watch how she put that fucking eyelash on. Watch when I do mine.
Okay, bitch, I'm going to turn it up doing this bad.
Yeah, they don't even know. I'm coming. Here I come.
Prime example for Deidre.
Oh, yeah, prime example, Khadidra. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And I know, but that wasn't, I don't want nobody to take that as shame and say it wasn't shame when I said Khadija. But Khadija used to play all the fast legendary swim queens with Sandra and Ella.
Can I give a shout out to my son Contrell in Chicago? Because when I was there, I didn't get a chance to physically see him, and I apologize. But I will be making a trip back soon, and I want to let you know, Contrell, I love you, and I'm sorry that I didn't get to see you.
Oh, how sweet is that?
Talking about Kelly Day.
All right, we have another caller. Thank you, Mona. We have another caller, 347-616. You're on the air.
Yeah, I think femme queens date butch queens because it's like a security blanket. It's like having a kiki girlfriend and a lover all rolled into one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this, Jasmine. I have a few girlfriends that date the butch queens, and 9 times out of 10 they fucking them. But to me, at the end of the day, a gay man wants dick. And unless...
baby, that's not necessarily true.
Listen, my girlfriend.
She said 9 out of 10. She didn't say all of them. She said 9 out of 10.
Most gay men are gay because they like what?
Dick!
Another man. Now, if you got a girl that's you attracted to her manlyhood, like, because I just don't understand how can she have on, she got no titties and you still feel like,
Miss Alexis,
know,
if she ain't got no titties,
you.
It's not no girl.
Alexis, I'm on mute.
Listen, I'm not throwing shots because me and my girlfriends, we talk about it all the time. They know how I feel. Bitch, let me tell you something. I feel a way, because, if I leave home and, girl, I come back and my makeup caboodle is kind of disarrayed, girl, I'm going to feel some type of way. Bitch, I come home and you playing in my bundles, I'm going to feel some type of way.
Well, first of all, if they're in your caboodle, right, bitch, I'm going to feel some type of way if they ain't your color.
I do want to bring something up, though, as far as butch queen and femme queen relationships. I do want to bring something up seriously on that, though, and I want to get everybody's opinion on it on a serious note. Let me go to one more caller, and then I'm going to take a minute, and I'll be right back. But 917-325, you're on the air.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, why Kelly be playing with these dyes? Like, ew.
I knew that was coming.
I can't. I'm just, like, on some other shit. Like,
well, let me ask the caller a question. On a serious note, caller, why do you say that she's playing with the dykes? How do you know that this is not what she truly chooses?
She's not serious.
How can she not be serious if she's been doing it for years? Kelly has never been in
a
relationship. But she hasn't been in a relationship with the butch queen.
Can we ask Kelly, is she straight or is she gay?
I'm not straight. I'm not gay. I'm not bisexual. I'm trisexual. I'll try anything at least once.
What I'm saying is, I'm just trying to figure out, like, why the girls be doing that or whatever, like, because maybe I'm not even happy. Like, what? That's kind of strange. Like,
I don't understand what's strange. And second of all, you gotta talk about, I have a new one every month. I haven't been in a relationship with anybody in over 2 years.
Does it turn that long?
Bug print.
Yes. It's been 2 years since I was in a relationship with somebody.
That's all I know.
All right. Let me get to one more caller, and then we need to, I got a lot of background noise, y'all. Y'all need to work on that, please. 216-801.
Hello?
216-801. Yes, caller.
Hello?
Yo.
Hear your ass, nigga. Talk.
Fuck up. Yo, we just got one comment about the whole Femme Queen, Butch Queen thing, and this is the nigga who dates Femme Queen, so I think this is the right time for you to see them. I've dated two. This is, what's up, Granny Alexa? This is Lil Ant. All right, what's good? Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Maya. I've dated
Let the man speak. I've dated three Femme Queens before.
I have never, ever, and I'm a gay dude. I twist and all that shit, and I like boys and I like girls, but I've never in my fucking life got fucked by a Femme Queen. And at the time that I was dating them, not denying the fact that I like niggas, but it wasn't I'm going to talk to her for her, but I'm going to go and find dick. Just because certain Femme Queens may find Butch Queens that don't really like females or like trannies or whatever, it's not like a whole stereotype. You feel me? So it's just like it's all about the Butch Queen mindset and if this is really what he likes, because at the end of the day, we still are men. And we still have some type of physical attraction to women. Some don't. But if you get the Butch Queen who's going to like you just because you're so pretty or you're so this and secretly getting dick, I personally feel like that's just the choice of the Femme Queen being a dumbass. Because there is niggas out here, gay boys, twisters, Vogue Femmes, that actually like Femme Queens, and they're not out to get fucked by them. So
well,
I just wanted to say that. That's all.
Right. Well,
I guess you ain't never talked to Amaya then. Granz, let me ask you, if you want to be cute, that is my ex-husband. Actually, I did date her, and Amaya is Kenz's witness that Amaya never fucked me. And me and Amaya dated, and Amaya Revlon, not Amaya. Can y'all please let him talk? Oh, thank you, Jazz. But no, Kelly's cool, and my Granz Alexis is cool. But no, me and Amaya did too, and Amaya never fucked me.
No,
and Amaya is witness on the phone for that. So that's a prime example that I don't got a false flag. I'm just saying, keep it 100 at all times. So I just feel like that. And also, it's about the Femme Queen respect, because also Amaya never tried to do that once I was, you know what I'm saying? Once it was what it was. So,
so
it's all about the respect level that you have. Who's that,
can
Kelly?
Can I ask you a question? Yes.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on? So if you was in a relationship with a boy, you would be versatile with that boy, right?
Yes. You know, I'm going to keep it real. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the difference with a Femme Queen?
Because we have chests. And Femme Queens have breasts, and I don't date drag queens. I can't do that. That's just what I can't do. But a Femme Queen or a transgender woman or whatever, I have dated, and it's just the fact of me personally, the whole soft, flappy titty on my back thing, it just doesn't work for me.
How can y'all ever try to take somebody serious? Because this is exactly what needs to be heard if y'all laughing and kikiing.
Yeah, no, it's cool though. It's just serious. I wasn't gonna say nothing, but it was just really crazy about the opinions that people had. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this question. I'm glad that we have two people on here that have had something going on, because that's what I wanted to touch upon tonight. I hope everybody is listening, and I'm not talking about to the people that are on the panel, but I hope everyone is listening to what I'm about to say, because I'm about to bring this up.
How do you guys feel as far as a butch queen and a femme queen relationship? I will give you an example. When you are a butch queen and you're usually known for messing around with the boys, but then you transition to go messing around with a femme queen, but now you have a whole bunch of other femme queens all in your relationship, stating that, oh, I had him, or oh, he wants me, or oh, he always wanted to be with me, or they make up all these little examples of things that they had going on with you. How do you handle that?
Well, okay, Jasmine,
Wait, who is that for? Open, or that was for me?
Hold on, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all who it's for in a second. It's not for whoever got all that damn background noise. Y'all need to mute your phones with all that background noise. Now, when it comes to who the question is for, I will start off with the butch queen first. I will start off with you. How do you handle you deciding that you want to be with now a femme queen, but number one, and it's like a two-part question, how do you handle all the other butch queens in your ear stating, ew, why are you with a femme queen? You know you don't want to be with her. How could you do that? That's nasty. How do you handle that?
Actually, me personally, I handle it with a laugh. Because that's me, and I'm a grown-ass man, and that's what I choose to like. Because if I was to give them the time of day and the femme queen was to say, I don't like them, I don't want to be with them, they would feel as hype. So personally, I feel like I really could care less about the opinions of people. That's the reason why I'm sitting here on a live show. So I really can give a fuck less about what people say about me, because they're not my heart and they're not my mind, and they can't tell me how I feel towards this transsexual woman just because she may not have a pussy, or they may feel like, oh, well, you know what I'm saying, you have to be getting fucked or whatever. No, that's not the case. It's all about the relationship you build with a person before you do that, and worry about if y'all are going to say fuck the haters or y'all going to worry about the haters.
Now, how do you deal with other femme queens that are probably big on you already, and now they're upset that you're not fucking with them, you are fucking with someone else, so now they're all in your business trying to throw themselves at you and trying to destroy your relationship with who you are? How do you handle those type of girls? And Amaya, you can answer that right after him.
Okay.
Personally, I handled that one with a laugh, because I would say don't try to throw salt in it if it's not you. Like I said, if I was giving them the time of day, they wouldn't feel the exact way that they're saying. And also, I just feel like that as far as the whole, like, hater thing, or, you know, other femme queens being in my inbox, I can't date, a drag queen, a brick, or whatever. So personally, me personally, it takes time for me to even date a femme queen, because we have to be friends first. I know that makes kind of sound of backwards, because butch queens meet butch queens and date them or fuck them off the bat. But with a girl, it's like it's always been real with me, because I get to know them first. Like, you got your butch queens who out to go for get money or purse shakers or whatever. Amaya, you know personally, from you or any other femme queens you know I've dated, it's always been the same way I treat, provide, do with my butch queen. It's the same way with a girl. I've never liked all that, you know what I'm saying, that other shit or whatever. So for me personally, if you're not my friend first and you're a femme queen, or I'll take that back, as y'all said earlier, a transgender woman, you won't have a chance with me. That's how my thing is.
Wow. I live. All right, Amaya, how would you handle it?
I tend to handle it as a joke. Because I actively date butch queens, and that's all I date. I have become accustomed to both sides of the fence a little bit. So I tend to know how to handle the situation. And usually in the process, the butch queens usually tell me what's going on, so that I can know how to approach people that are around me. So I kind of take it with a grain of salt or a laugh. Because I tell my butch queens that it's in any relationship that you have. You're going to have haters whether you're in the butch queen relationship, whether you're a femme queen in a AG relationship, whether you're in a femme queen butch queen relationship.
you're going to handle the haters. You're going to handle the ooh, the ah, the ugh. You're going to handle the spotlight. Is it how that you as a couple take it? Like when me and him dated, we dated for almost a year, and so we didn't have problems with outside people. So I think it's just your mental and how you deal with it, basically.
So why I have Kelly on the line. Kelly, did you ever experience that by dating the people that you date, be it trans men or butches? Did you have a whole bunch of butches trying to destroy your relationship?
No, I never had that problem at all, baby.
And did you have any other femme queens or butch queens trying to lure you away from dating butches or trans men?
No. The girls stay in your inbox, though, and that's where they stay at, right in your inbox.
Okay, so what would you say to an individual that maybe is starting a new relationship or maybe has just been dating a butch queen, you know, a femme queen dating a butch queen, but now they have a whole bunch of, you know, other haters out there that are trying to destroy the relationship, all in the inbox, all trying to seduce the butch queen, things of that sort? What would you say to those two individuals and how they should handle it?
They should be strong in themselves, and that they should understand that haters come in any relationship that you have, no matter what form that it's in. If y'all love each other, what people say on the outside should not matter. It should matter what you guys feel about each other, not what the world thinks about you.
Okay. We have a couple of callers. Let's see if they're touching up on this topic right here. We got a whole bunch of people pressing one. Okay. 917, I can already see where this is going to go because her mouth is just going to be ratchet. 917-325, you're on the air.
So, like, I'm going to figure out, why does Jasmine still date his man? That's kind of ratchet.
Girl. That's very ratchet.
So,
that's
like, why?
Ratchet.
Can you just tell me why?
Why?
I'm just gonna think about why, because like the girls are fierce and all the girls are cunt, and so like, you know.
I'm gonna tell y'all this.
You can't steal shit.
I'm gonna tell you this. Like my grandmother always told me.
All my girlfriends told me.
You can't steal something from somebody, baby. Okay. You can't steal somebody. Everybody keeps talking about why somebody stole somebody's man. Baby, you can't steal something that's not yours, mistake, baby. Because if they walk away with that other person, they're saying they was never yours to begin with from the beginning.
Kelly, you always co-sign it for somebody, girl.
Maybe the person is just paying a little more than the last person.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Badass.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm on the air.
Private caller.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say, man. I just want to say, you know, femme queen, you know, any relationship, you know, just be happy for whoever you want. Oh, well.
Okay, caller, thank you. Thank you, caller. 803-387, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, girl? Yo, my name is Mike Hood, and I'm calling out of South K, but I got to understand something. Why everybody be tripping when I'm on Blog Talk Radio? Why is that so, man? Because, you know, I heard y'all for a couple weeks, and I love y'all, but for some reason, when I get on air on these other shows, they don't like me. What the fuck is the problem for, man? And
we like you. We like you, and we'll have a special seat for you on Tuesday night. Just call in on Tuesday, and you can sit with them, and they would love you. You fit right in with them. 917,
yes,
Melissa, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Melissa. Okay, child. What is this, goofy night? What's the weather like up there? You're carrying. 718-879, you're on the air.
Who's Melissa?
I thought that was Melissa. 718-879.
It's me, Mona.
Oh, and there you're back.
Yes,
no, not you. I'm talking about the 917. Hey, Mona.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Girl, you must be really,
I just wanted to, my question.
Really, you must be really bored over there in Brooklyn with that big ass tiger.
Let's go.
They say you have not pressed one. You have not pressed one so much on the show, bitch. The last
in so
time
many
pressed,
years.
And the last time you pressed one this much, mistake, bitch, is when I left the house of Ms. Riley and became a couture, mistake, girl. You must be really bored over there, mistake.
Okay, I thought so.
Mistake, she bored over there with that tiger, mistake, or they can't find the loud man, mistake, girl.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Amaya.
I'm sorry, I had on few. Yes, babe.
Okay, let me give you a scenario. If you're dating a butch queen, because you say you like dating butch queens,
mm-hmm.
what would you do if the butch queen decided to transition into a femme queen? Would you stay with that person? Would you stay with them and, like, help them transition and date them and, you know, and give, you know, just a simple – I'm being serious.
I know you are, but my girlfriend, my sister's on the phone. They just, you know, they can't help but Kiki, so I'm laughing. Let me say this, and I'm trying to give you the best honest answer that I can.
And hold on, let's say this is a long relationship, like say 5-6 years, not no 2 months, 3 months.
And that's how I was thinking. It depends on how much I honestly love them. It probably would be a no. It probably would turn into a best friendship kind of a thing. But I definitely would not hinder a person for what they want to do or what they choose to do in their life. That's not me.
Okay, hold on. Now, let's cut
if
this
I was
shit.
Getting, if
hold
I was
on,
getting the
hold
free,
on, Kelly, hold on.
I said,
talking,
I said a best friend.
What about you, Kelly?
If I was dating the Bush Queen and we was together for about 5 years, bitch, and they transition, bitch, maybe we would see how it has to work, bitch. I would see if it could still work, bitch. If it worked, it worked. If it don't, it don't.
I wish we could get
Yanni Ebony on this phone.
What you call me for?
The question.
Girl, please.
Oh, so you will pay it. Okay.
Yes, God. Girl, she paid Bush Queens, and she definitely not about to lean in the bed with no hair.
She barely got any of her own.
Bitch, girl, that bitch will be FaceTiming me, bitch, reading that bitch in the bed, bitch, every night she can.
Jasmine, would you lay in the bed with hair? Both of us going to the beauty shop at the same time?
You see? That's your answer right there. She paid y'all, honey.
I Jasmine, I hit this bitch up on Facebook. Oh, no, you're going to speak.
That's going to be trying to pay it.
Not Jasmine. Oh, no, Jasmine, I'm going to answer this question, bitch. I had to.
Jasmine.
I answer the question?
Yes, please.
What was the question again?
You're not a femme queen.
Would you date? If you were in a relationship with a butch queen, and y'all were together 5 or 6 years, and in the five or six years he wanted to transition and change over, but you're in love, and y'all bought a condo together and had a cute little dog, and then she said that she wanted to come home and be a cross dresser. Would you date her still?
Hold on, let me think about this. That's a real fire question.
Let's reverse that question and ask them the Butch Queen if they was with a femme queen and they was with her for 5 or 6 years and she decided she wanted to go back to being a boy, would they still be with her?
I have a question.
I've asked that question before. Listen, we got 2 minutes into the show before we go into record mode. I'm getting a lot of inboxes in here about different butch queens and femme queens, especially when I brought up the topic a little earlier. One of the questions is why. Okay, let's all be quiet for a moment. Let's be quiet for a moment. Mhm. Yeah, I caught it, right? I want to know, like, when I brought up the topic earlier as far as why do people hate on other people's relationships, I'll give an example of one. John Balenciaga, why do the other girls out there hate on his transition of dating a femme queen over the past year? What is the issue with that one? Does anybody know? Can anybody speak on that one?
Let me say
well, I think a lot of the girls, one at a time.
I think a lot of the butch queens
is mad because they say she got some good pussy, so that's why I think they mad.
I'm sorry, I was thinking the wrong person. I apologize, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. You thinking about the one in D.C.?
Yeah, they both live in D.C., but the other one name is John, and he's now a Bulgari. He used to be in a few other houses. Yeah, but he dates girls too actively.
No, they talk about John Balenciaga from New York.
The sex siren.
Well, the first question is this. Do he have a mean track record?
Yes.
With a lot of girls?
Oh, no.
I mean, hey, gay.
Hold on, wait. Wasn't he the one that supposedly met? No, that was. Who was watching this thing on the roof at the,
Same girl.
Okay, I thought so.
Jasmine. A lot of people, I wouldn't say it's just John. It's any butch queen that's attractive, that the butch queens like, and that they feel like are coming to another side or dating somebody else, they tend to have a problem with that. Every butch queen I've ever dated are attractive, and they all go through the same hardships and problems and reads and everything as well. So it's not just probably per se him. If any butch queen that they feel attractive or that they feel like they want to have, and that's going over to dating girls, they feel like they're losing out or, whatever the case may be.
You know what else I've also noticed in this community? I don't want nobody to take offense to this. A lot of butch queens are jealous natured people.
I'm getting messages. It's not just butch queens. It's other femme queens that are trying to destroy. They're all in people's relationships.
Listen, this is what I'm about to say. A lot of butch queens. People are jealous natured people. Let's just say it like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even so far as dating, quote unquote, which we say don't exist no more, trade. You know. A lot of times, if you see something, for instance, and I'm glad me and my sisters, we all have different tastes. What one like, the other don't like. What this one like, you know what I'm saying? So we can talk to each other because we can give everybody our point of view. A lot of times, people are jealous nature of people, and when they see something that they want, and whatever they have to do, people don't care. Whatever they have to do to get it, it's by any means necessary. You can be dating a boy. I've been in one relationship, and the guy that I dated, he was kind of well-known. I did it for 3 years. After that, I vowed to myself that I don't want nobody who has been around. Because just the thought of somebody has been around, it creates a lot of problems. People, oh, well, girl, I had him. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of creates problems in people's minds where he's like, girl, you with this person. For instance, I know this girl. She's dating this boy. He was watching Miss T.S. Madison meet on camera. And, girl, like, she on Facebook talking about that's her husband. And I'm just like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But because people can say that they have them, it kind of creates a problem because you always going to have somebody in somebody else's head talking about, girl, he not know what good, he do this, he do that. But it's up to you and your security.
Yeah.
It's up to you for you to be secure in your relationship. And also you have to be willing to deal with it because when you date certain people, it comes along with certain problems that you're going to have to deal with. Especially in the ballroom scene, if you date a popular person, you're always going to have somebody that's yang. That's something that you're going to have to deal with.
Uh-huh.
You know, no, there's no way around it. You're going to have to deal with that. If someone is well-known and you find out they like somebody else, it's always going to be a hater. And it's not with Butch Queen and Femme Queen. It's in relationships across the board.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
My biggest issue is I've always felt like what you do, sometimes keep your relationship to yourself.
Yeah.
But people want to be the new Jay-Z and Beyonce. They want to be whoever else, and they want to publicize it, and that's fine. But you have to be ready to deal with the repercussions of that.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way myself. That's why my current relationship is very private. I learned that myself.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's just, it's a part of being in a relationship.
Crickets?
Crickets on
the girl's side. You hear me?
I'm just saying.
I got what you're saying. So basically, just for the record, yeah, I say that when individuals are very popular for, you know, and within our community, within our scene, you're just going to have a lot of haters that are out there that are just going to try to destroy it. That's what you're basically saying.
Yeah, no matter what kind of gender biasness you put on it, you know, I know Butch Queen and Butch Queens that go through it. You know, when one is popular and one might not be as popular, or whatever the case may be, you know, sex tyrant boys go through it extremely heavy when they date people, you know what I'm saying, because they have stereotypes of being sex tyrants. So, you know, so they go through it extremely heavy. You know, you have anybody that's extremely popular in ballroom, they're going to go through it heavy. So it's not based upon the gender that you're dating. It's based upon just haters. And people doesn't always want – people, and definitely in any walk of life, doesn't always want to see the next person happy. So, you know, they try to do their best to try to tear it down because of what they don't have. I don't think it's to Femme Queen and Butch Queen or Butch Queen and Butch Queen. It's just about people's setup and the way that they are.
I learned a long time ago dealing with just guys in general. When you're in a relationship, people are going to talk. Whether you're doing good, whether you're doing bad, they're going to talk. Me personally, I just feel like if you and your loved one is secure with each other and you have that understanding, okay, listen, this is what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's up to you to be at that level, to be ready for that.
I went through the mental
stress of that.
A situation recently where, you know, touching on the subject, where a friend of mine, quote unquote, went on somebody else's page, and they were like, wait, they're dating that? And I look way better than that? No, I got to hit them up. So they were trying to mess up their relationship because they look better than the girl that they was dating. And I was like, okay, but why? But that person might not be dating that person because of their looks. They might bring something else to the table that you don't have. So it's not always based on looks. So for her to try to ruin that relationship because she looked slightly better than the girlfriend was a little bit fierce.
But a lot of people do that.
That's just like somebody going on Alexa's page saying, let me hit up her man because I look better than her.
Well, first of all, Alexa's man is not on her page.
Hello?
Alexis don't date nobody in the scene. I did that, been there, done that, and I still have the war wounds. But I'm good. I'm past that.
Love New York.
Mississippi, fuck you.
Michi always trying somebody.
She always trying.
What? I'm not. I'm enjoying my time here. You know, my brother's here. He just got in town and stuff. So, you know, sitting here, you know, getting loaded with my nephew and stuff. Jasmine, you got quiet.
I'm dealing with a lot over
here.
Okay,
we talk about scandal real quick.
Hold on one second. Jasmine never answered the question because she was in the midst of
other
things. So we definitely
what
want to
was
know
the question.
The question was posed as this. Say for instance, you and Eric were in a relationship for 5 years. You love Eric. Eric is your everything, and y'all live together. You have a dog and everything. And one day Eric comes home and say, "Hey, I want a hole just like you. Would you still want to be with me? Would you still lay with me? Would you still love me? Would you still be with Eric when he goes and transitions all the way, or would Eric have to get out of your house once he starts transitioning?"
Yes.
We all answered the question.
Oh God! But then y'all don't all have holes, so it's a different story. that's the difference. I mean, you say 5 years. You say, you know, it's a very strong relationship. I really couldn't say. I think that, you know, I think we probably wouldn't be as strong as we were before. But I mean, I wouldn't say get out, goodbye, or I'm moving out, goodbye. You know, I'm not. I don't think it would. You know, I don't think it would turn into that. I think, you know. I think a relationship, in all honesty, a healthy relationship, is more than that alone. So I just think that if you can, I really can say. I mean, if you can build a relationship.
So would Eric become your sister, or would Eric still be your husband?
Well, I don't think he would be considered my husband anymore. But I think, you know. I don't. That's a hard one. That reminds me of Orange is the New Black, which returns on Netflix in June. But if y'all remember the first season, that's what she was actually going through. You know, she was a fireman. She was a man. She had a wife, and one day she came home and said she wanted to be a woman. And you know, they still had
that's
a child together. And you know, everything. And, you know, in the beginning, she was there. She supported him. She helped him get dressed. She helped, you know, helped him transition. But after a while, she realized that, you know, she started, you know, when he got locked up, she started dating other men and still felt that need of that masculine security. And, you know, that's where she left him at. So, I mean, it really depends, you know, on the transition itself.
Oh, okay.
Because let's be honest now. I know we, you know, this kind of could be a kiki joke, I mean, topic or whatever. But let's be serious. When you are in a relationship, especially in that type of relationship, the woman or the female figure herself, you know, she still feels that need to have that masculine man by her side.
Right.
And if that masculine man now is transitioning into a line of femininity, then where is that masculine man going to be at? That one person is going to be lacking it. And of course, the one that's going through transition will be lacking it as well.
See, Jessica, that's
so much for so many of these girls on the phone that they see. Okay, I got it now. That masculine side.
Jasmine, that's my whole theory with dating butch queens. Of course, you do have a few that are very masculine, but for the most part, like I said earlier, 9 times out of 10, most gay men are attracted to men. And at the end of the day, that's what they want. They want to lay up next to that hard body.
There you go,
Kelly. Hold on a second, Kelly.
Yes.
Okay, I need you to not retract, but I need you to repeat a statement earlier, okay? And I just need you to repeat it verbatim. What was the reason why you said the girls cannot take John's relationship with the femme queen?
Oh, well, it was impossible. So I said that because the butch queen is mad because that was some good pussy.
So you stated that the butch, somebody inboxed you and said the butch queens are mad because that was some good pussy, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And why
thank
I have to
you.
Repeat my statement?
Because it was just a statement, because my inbox went off on what you said.
Oh. Well, my inbox works very well. You can inbox me.
Okay. Why? Okay. That's all we wanted to know. But, yeah, that's my reason why. I mean, that's my statement on the, you know, changes, loud music.
Baby.
To finalize on that, I just think it's like whoever you attracted to is who you're attracted to. Whoever you want to be with, just be with that person. It's either, you know, it is what it is. Whoever you want to, whatever you want to do in your bedroom is whatever
right.
you do. And whatever you prefer to be with, you prefer to be with.
You can never let people determine who you should be with and what's going to make you happy. At the end of the day, you have to be happy for yourself and with yourself. That's the problem.
Society has done enough to the community to, like, and I often tell people, society created the DL brother. And that's my theory on it. They're DL because society norms said that they're supposed to be with females. But a lot of times they want to be with men. They want to be with transgender women. But because society says that that's not right, they
exactly.
do it. You know what I'm saying? That's just my theory. And I could be wrong, but it's just, you know, how I feel.
Now, I brought up that topic yesterday because me personally, I don't understand a butch queen being with a femme queen. Because when you walking down the street as a butch queen, if you're walking down the street as a butch queen, you're not looking for fish. You're looking for a butch queen. You're not looking for, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I can respect what he said, that you have to befriend a femme queen, you know, and then get into a relationship. I will understand that.
That's right, Joelle. You tell him.
Vicky, shut up.
Again, it's about who makes you happy and who you love. You know, I know butch queens are in relationships with butches and trans and AGs, and they've been more happier with them than they were with any butch queen that they were with. It just depends on your mental setup, what makes you happy. Society always tell you who you should love, what looks good, who you should date him because you're this, or who you should date this because you're that. But then you never be happy. You be in 5,000 relationships still looking for love. If you stop looking at what people tell you you should date, and date what makes you happy or what makes you feel good or whatever adjective you want to put with it, then I think that things will work a lot better for you as a person. Fuck what people say. They're going to always say something about you, whether you date what they want you to date or what you want to date. People are always going to speak. It's about how you deal with things is what's the big picture.
Now, that's another thing that the community needs to work on. They need to learn the difference between sex and love.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you have sex with a person doesn't mean you love them.
Because
I know, like, once again, I know a butch queen that dates AGs, but girl, she fucks the butch queen still.
Mm-hmm.
I know a girl who dates the AGs, but girl, she still have a piece of trade every now and then.
Kelly.
Antonio, you're back.
Okay, hello. I just want to say something on that last statement that you said, Granny, about the whole butch gay men are attracted to, most gay men are attracted to men. Well, what about you have gay men that still are attracted to women, but they know that a real woman is not about to accept, oh, you going to balls, or oh, you're voguing, oh, you're around faggots. So then they tend to lean more towards being in the scene because it's like, look at the trade. You got the trade out here supposed to be straight, and they want to get fucked. 99% of the trade these days, y'all all know they want to get fucked. So it's not always, you know what I'm saying, like gay men are attracted to men because personally me, I still am attracted to some fish. And, like, I still talk to – not I wouldn't, like, be in a relationship with them because I know that I'm, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But, like, I still give them the time of day. Like, they still attract me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I would do that. But my whole
right.
thing is I know that they not going to want to sit and say – where you going this weekend? And I'm like, oh, I got to get ready to go to the ball. They'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? So
okay.
That's all. That's my thing.
Okay. Listen, I understand what you're saying. At the end of the day, you may be still attracted to females, but Grants, what do you want?
So one who's going to love me and treat me with respect, and
right.
if it happens to be a woman, a femme queen, whatever,
he is so right, and that's what I think everybody fails to realize here. We can have this, like I said earlier, this topic could turn into a three-part series, but I think that's exactly what the importance is right here. I don't care if you're a butch queen dating a femme queen, butch queen dating a butch queen. Hell, I don't even care if you're a femme queen dating a femme queen. AGs, trans men, butches, whatever. It's about having somebody that loves you, respects you, cares for you. And a lot of people lack that right now. A lot of people don't care about that right now. There's no respect in it right now. And about the bottom line is, if you can't, eventually a person wants that type of love, that mm-hmm. security, that patent, you know, it's not just about passion, lust, and sex. It's about that friend, that person, that protector, that person that's going to be by your side when things are rough, when things are bad, that person that's going to be right there with you to hold you down when times are hard. That's what it's all about. That's what a relationship is all about. See, a lot of these people don't have relationships. You know, they don't have it.
Somebody made a statement. Somebody made a statement, a status the other day. He said, what would you do if your boyfriend, significant other, didn't know your birthday? I said, well, first of all, that's not your man.
Okay.
No, he's not. He's definitely
okay.
not. Mm-mm.
So my thing was, they was like, well, you know, we've been together 2 to 3. First of all, in the LGBT community, this is what we misconstrue. We go from sleeping together Monday to in a relationship on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You don't even what's your real name? Not your jet name. Hello?
Yep.
Like the community, a lot of them, and I'm not saying everybody, so please don't take offense. They don't get to know a person. Let me tell you, I know a person. Yesterday he had this person on his page. They was in a relationship. The day before that he had this person on his page and they was in a relationship. The day before
mm-hmm.
that,
you ain't never motherfucking lying, because Amaya can definitely admit to this bitch. We was in her house, bitch, with the pony mistake, and somebody said, "Oh, this is my boyfriend." Bitch, I turned around and looked like, "Well, bitch, you was with somebody else just the other day."
that's what I'm saying. But see, but the people don't get to know a person. You don't know nothing about this person. You just know that he's cute. He got a big dick. Or whatever he crafts, he do this or do that. You don't know nothing about him. He probably told you he's from so and so and so, but baby, he was born so and so and so and so. You don't even know his real last name. The only thing you know is his house name. And you in a relationship. That's your baby. Baby, that's not your baby. That's a good piece of dick or a piece of ass. People need to. We as a community need to learn how to start thinking with the head on our shoulders, and
Honestly, Granny, I honestly think that it's just not the community. I agree with you totally, completely. I think it's
mm-hmm.
all people in general, because you have great people that go.
I agree with you on that 100%.
Yeah, thank you, Jasmine. Like, they'll go and get hits in Mexico, get fucking stupid drunk, and then they'll wake up the next day and they'll be married or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just what you said is a true statement as people, period, honestly, to
me. It's funny that you said it, because me personally, I talk to a lot of guys on a regular, but for the most part, I like to get to know a person. Like, the only time, my sister can tell you, the only time you will see a man come over to my house if I'm purging. If I'm not purging, I don't give a fuck about it. Because most times, am I lying?
No, you're not. There's no shame.
If I'm not purging, I don't even be bothered with it, because that's all they think about is sex. I've been sucking dick, and I said it again. I've been sucking dick since I've been 8. I've been sitting in every shape, size, and color. Dick does not amuse me anymore.
This is overrated to me. It's played out. Like, bitch, please.
But you know, even though she's saying it the way she's saying it, you got to kind of understand the situation. As we get older, as time goes by, as you experience so much in life, then it comes times when you do want those other things, and it's not just about the dick. It's not just about, you know, it's just not about the sex. It's about everything with each other, you know. So I think that's what people have a lack of. You know, y'all people bring up so much stuff from the past, and y'all so busy worried about other people's relationships. In all honesty, my opinion on people who worry about other people's relationships, it's only because you're just so miserable within your own relationship, or you don't have a relationship. If you have time to worry about somebody else's relationship, it's sad.
Hold on, Jasmine, because it's not always true. You can be a person on the outside looking in, right? But because this person is in the relationship and they, quote unquote, are in love, but they only really just dick whip, they don't see everything that's going on. So sometimes it's not a miserable thing. You have people that genuinely care for their friends that may not want to see their friends be hurt.
And like what did you say earlier, and what you said earlier, 9 out of 10.
And that's true. But once again, that's why I'm glad me and my sisters all have different tastes, because I can say to Kelly, girl, well, so-and-so, not even being in a relationship, but because I'm putting my sister up on what I've heard. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't want that, period, point blank. I can tell Amaya the same thing, because I don't want that. That's not me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad that all my sisters just on the phone, Jasmine, Alexis, and Amaya, honey, we all got different tastes, so baby, I ain't got to worry about me bringing my piece around this thing, and none of them trying to have my piece this day. They got to worry about me having their piece this day, girl.
I don't know, kind of thing, girl. I got to watch you sometimes, girl, because you be, you know.
Hold on, we got to call it. I'm sorry, caller. I didn't see you earlier. 405-549, you're on the air. 405-549. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, y'all. Who do we have? This whole show went completely left. Me, Joelle, Amaya, Alexis, Michi, Justin. Justin, you've been real quiet. Kelly and Antonio. All right. Go ahead. Michi, what you doing?
On her knees. What happened? On her knees, doing what she
does. First of all, hold on, wait. My brother is a classy hoe. He don't suck dick on his knees.
Come on.
You're gonna have to lay down, and he's gonna have to lay down, and then he's gonna give you head.
Oh, 6 hours.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Return the favor tag.
Yeah, like, you're just not going to just, it's going to be a very 69 type of tea.
I'm sorry, Brissette. Alexis drugged me into it. I didn't do it by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alexis better keep it real cute over there, girl.
What you said, pictures, huh?
That's hard.
Girl, Miss Thing. Girl. Miss Alexis and Miss Laura Spears or any of them girls, bitch. Girl, I know, bitch, where it came from.
All right, yeah.
Oh,
well, let's
work, Alexis. I'm about to post this right now.
Girl, you better not. Girl, you said Miss Kelly.
Missy, you know me better than that.
Thank you, Brista.
Kelly, don't play with me.
Oh, God.
Whoever said that all babies are pretty lied, because they're all not pretty.
Shit.
Some babies grow into their look.
I just thought I would say that all babies are not pretty. I said it.
They sure are.
How long does it take to roll a blunt?
Girl. All right, so listen, y'all. Tonight we talked about, you know, a little bit about, you know, topics on, you know, femme queens and the lifestyles of femme queens can get really, really deep. I'm so glad that Kelly, especially Amaya and Alexis, you know, and Kelly tuned in a little later, but I'm glad that you girls came on the line just to kind of talk. And, you know, it was kind of different. You know, that, you know, the girls were on tonight a little bit more than the butch queens that are usually on.
Okay.
I do wish that more femme queens do call into the show. They don't have to be so incognito, you know, and not really speak on, you know, the topic itself, because there's so many things that us girls do go through, from the titles to the lifestyle to categories to the respect that we get from each other, as well as the respect we get from butch queens, the relationships, the hate, and all that stuff. And I guess, you know, just femme queens overall is a touchy subject. I do agree with a lot of people out there that say that some femme queens kind of do step out of character. That's why, you know, things do happen the way it happens. I do agree with that. But I still believe that there's still a level of respect that needs to be given, you know, when it comes to it, you know, be it the title, you know, the name, title, the calling, or whatever. And I believe in any relationship, you know, that people just – you know, happiness is what needs to be, you know, looked at, and not just all that, you know, other stuff. And people just need to mind their business, in all honesty. You know, I don't pay attention to it personally, but I'm just speaking on behalf of other people out there. I'm glad that there are strong individuals out there that don't allow people to come in there and try to destroy their relationship. And Antonio sounds like a very strong-minded individual. Amaya, of course. You know, Amaya has always been one of those strong individuals, but she will stand her ground, you know, for respect for her, you know, for her relationship, for her sisters, for her children. You know, that's just who she is. And people look at that as a negative way, you know, that she's acting out of character. No, when you have a passion for somebody or a loved one, it's not stepping out of character. It's that passion of protection and being there by their side. So that's what needs to be respected and understood. Mm-hmm. The same thing with Kelly. You know, Kelly will protect the ones that she loves, and she will stand her ground. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with Alexis, I always love when Alexis comes on, because she brings you that, you know, that, you know, unfiltered flavor of, you know, reality. So I just wanted to take this time to say thank you to all of them as well. But right now we are going to end the topic on all that, and we'll pick up with it another time. But I do want to – somebody's phone is going off. But I do want to talk about – Michi did bring it up earlier. This is where we do talk about my media outlets and stuff. Michi, what was you saying about Scandal and everything earlier?
Oh, my God.
No, I was going to talk about –
Who said, oh, my God?
No, I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, girl,
yeah,
I know.
Girl.
Michi, what do you want to bring up? A lot of people had different opinions on last week's episode, but what did you guys want
last
to bring up? Alexis, what do you want to bring up?
Ooh, I live. I'm feeling the first lady this season. No shade. Miss Millie is getting me up.
Baby, you know what? After last weekend, they made the picture of driver, roll up the partition, please, because I don't want to see Millie on her knees.
Oh, my God.
So
that bitch gave it two to play that game, honey. You want Olivia? Let me get your girlfriend, honey.
Okay.
You get the help. I'm going to get your assistant.
All right, yeah. So I want y'all to talk about Scandal, Housewives, and all that stuff. Vonna and Kelly, I'm gonna step away for a moment. I'll be right back. But can y'all take over for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. She's slightly full.
Y'all are quiet.
She's full. She's full. She's full. Back with me. Do you hear me?
But yeah, Kendall was a teen last week, girl. What a game with Kendall?
Millie was on her knees getting it in.
Yes, Millie was.
Yes, she was. The daughter walked in on her.
Victoria.
Them kids carry though.
The kids was upset. Bitch, do you hear me, girl? They was not using this Millie girl after they found out she was Miss Lucky.
Okay, but isn't the son his daddy's child?
Yeah.
Maybe she had the affair with the father.
It is.
Oh, wow.
I think
that's
that
right.
I think that tea's going to come out. No shit.
I think so, too.
If Olivia ain't coming to our office, she was going to tell him. Baby,
uh-huh.
But Olivia bust in.
I definitely think so, Kelly.
Oh, that mean the girls need to be. Bitch, I cannot wait till tomorrow, girl.
Yeah, I'll be glued.
So what's going on with this? What is the Housewives reunion of Atlanta coming on? That's what I want to see.
Not this girl. Sunday. It should be the next Sunday, shouldn't it?
Oh, I hope so. I can't wait.
That's about to be a mess.
Y'all think Portia, they really gonna fire Portia over that incident?
They might.
She already dropped boots in the face, so that's only giving her an excuse.
Yes, she laid boots.
Yeah, she laid boots for real. No shade.
But did y'all see how Ms. Nene kept trying to call Greg a bitch? Talking about, oh, well, I'm not calling you a bitch. You were just acting
you
like
just
a bitch.
Like
and I was like, oh.
That's
disrespectful.
I didn't get the whole situation with Cynthia just sitting there letting that woman call her husband a bitch like that. Like, for real. That was the most, like.
Oh, soft bitchy.
Baby. That Donald Trump wig would have been gone.
You're not gonna sit there in front of my bitch in my face calling me into all type of bitches, girl, and just gonna be out of my head. No ma'am. But bitch, the Atlanta Housewives reunion is always a fierce piece, and bitch, it definitely is gonna be something to watch.
But I think they need to get the show together because it's starting to get boring.
That's why they're getting rid of Portia.
They got Spice Niece back up.
Because I will at least give Kenya credit, as kooky as she is, she makes the show interesting for what it's worth, for, you know. Because if not, we'd just be watching Nene do nothing all day and Phaedra talk about.
They need to get rid of her, too. I'm tired of her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I love Miss
Nene. She has truly got on my nerves this quarter.
You know, I love Miss Nene, girl. She does no wrong to me.
Donald Trump wig is getting on my nerves. She my kind of set. Messy?
Oh, girl. I'm not about to argue with him. Like, girl, I don't argue with guys. Like, I stop arguing with niggas just for now.
Girl, you know what? It's always you motherfucking half men, half amazing ass bitches.
You know, I'm just sitting here rubbing on my breast, girl, thinking about that, everything that's going
on. Are you jacking your dick at the same time?
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, man. Oh, my
God. Nope, I got some butch queen doing that for me.
Yes, niece.
Did anybody watch The Basketball Wives?
I don't do nigga TV.
Damn. I don't do nigga TV.
I'm sorry.
All I wish they would have shown that clip of Drea punching that chick in the face. That had to be the most funniest shit in the world.
You know they're not going to promote that, so they had to pan away.
Girl, they promote everything else on nigga TV. I know. Girl, why not?
Right.
Girl, boom bow. Miss Kelly, you signing over there, girl? What you giving over there, girl?
Is it full?
Oh.
Girl, Kelly, girl, you sneaking some of Fred up in Atlanta?
Nisha Stark?
What's going on in Atlanta this weekend?
Girl, tomfoolery like normal.
It's always a party in Atlanta, no shade.
Girl, they need to take the party to the ball.
Y'all know Kentucky was the first place I started. Never mind.
Hello?
Hello? Girls giving my girl a three-way set. Girl, like, what a game on here?
Okay.
Y'all know Kentucky was the first city I started doing Ecola in. It's my 8-year, my 10-year anniversary.
I can't believe you remember, girl, as much as you do.
Huh?
I'll never forget how I started it.
I mean, obviously not, girl. You remember sucking dick at 8 years old.
hold on, wait. Oh, okay, I thought somebody had fell out. Okay.
You trying to get the bitch that fell out.
Yeah, you know you got to cut that bitch first.
Yes.
You was trying to get the bitch that fell out.
You got
to
get her first, man. You be like, oh,
it's so many husky voices on here, girl. You weren't going to catch it.
Oh, shit.
Kelly?
Oh.
He's asleep.
Oh, my God, baby. You know she can't stay awake.
Do you guys watch The Walking Dead?
No,
these ladies watch The Walking Dead, excuse me.
I don't watch The Walking Dead. I know Jasmine does. I don't. My husband does, though. I don't watch it. I usually fall asleep when he watching it. Because I just don't get it.
Hold on, wait a minute. Girl, when did you get married again? I swear, Suka, all right.
You know what? I'm giving Butch Queen this quarter, girl. They get to do it, and bitch should be all right, girl. Why can't I?
Oh, okay.
Girl, I'm passing out like Halloween candy this year.
Oh, wow. Work, fish.
Bitch, you hear me? Girl, these old bitch, girl, let me shut up. Miss Michi? I can't believe that.
Yes.
I'm
giving you awkward silence.
I can't believe that.
What
is quiet, girl. The Ebony's always got something to say. What a game, Miss Michi.
Okay, hold on, Miss Amaya. I'm going to keep my mouth out of this.
I gotta round Michi up. I got
you. Okay. You're going to keep my house out of this. Now, if you want to address me, you can address me.
I love Michi. Yeah. It only takes one thing to round Michi up every motherfucking time, bitch.
Y'all like to try it, okay?
Michi over there smoking paying the girl.
I didn't say nothing.
Girl, Alexis inboxed me and told me to get you, girl. No shade. I can screenshot it.
I know Miss Alexis is over there crying.
Screenshot it, nigga.
Girl.
Where's Joel?
I'm right here, boo.
Oh, God.
You going to sit there and let them carry on like, check them out.
Hold on. What a minute, what is this, some kind of lesbian shit?
Oh, don't try your baby.
What happened?
Dike.
Don't you do that, boo.
The Beijing brothers? The Beijing brothers?
Nah, don't do that.
Kissing cousins?
Alexis and Amaya, please have a seat.
Please.
Okay.
As big as
I got these hormones over here, baby. Don't try me, Alexis, boo.
Sit
down.
You want to place the order? I got a valve.
No, baby. That's for you to play.
125, and she takes green dot only, and I need to load it up before I ship her out.
Oh, no, bro. I got this third piece that's going to work, though. I promise you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can do it, girl. I mean, however.
I got you, Lexi.
One thing she ain't going to never go without is Mo.
I mean, you can't pay her in CDs, bitch. You can't pay her in your CDs that you record, bitch. You can't do that.
You said what?
What?
Y'all can't pay her in your CDs. Oh, my God.
You cannot pay her in the CDs that you record, Michi. Nah, we need cash, Michi. Not your CDs. Not your greatest hits, Michi.
Go ahead, you heard those CDs?
You said what, Alexa?
Love it, brother. I love you.
Oh,
ooh, she
what did you just say?
Was you reading Michi Greatest Hits CD?
What
Greatest Hits? I only got one.
They
it's going to be a ninny, though.
They gave you had a 17-track CD, Greatest Hits of Michi.
And they said it's the same song. They said it's the same song, you just sing it in a different way.
Okay. That was the remix.
Yeah.
17 times 10.
Y'all say
it. Y'all trying it.
Bitch,
seen the same song 17 times, bitch, in 17 different ways, bitch. You heard that CD, bitch. You have eight.
You tell them bitches to do one track. Speaking
of CDs, Don't Belong have a new CD coming out.
Baby, and you know what? It's good night, everybody. I definitely everybody.
Oh my God. I don't know. He's part of the scene. I don't see his music. What's his name? The Blonic Child. I just don't see his music.
Jay
Blonic. I'm sorry. It's just like,
baby,
what?
Let me tell you
baby,
something.
You better get into that CD. You can get into a way.
Oh, shit.
I got a ball coming up, bitch. I swear.
Oh.
Ball hard.
That CD,
okay.
I'm just like, girl, what you, just stop it.
I can't wait till the ball is over with, girl, so I can say what I feel. Please ask me that question after October.
Thank you.
Girl, listen, I support everybody, and I think everybody's CDs is great, and I definitely feel like that you should go on iTunes and buy them, even with your Sunday credit card. I prefer you not to use your real cash. I prefer you use another bitch money to buy those CDs, because you'd be very disappointed if you use your real money.
They better not with mine.
No, but my girlfriend, Michi Gray, to sing CD, you definitely only got to do Green Dot.
Now, Michi can sing, though. He has talent, but that Blatting shot, nah. We can't do that.
Shout out to the House of Bonnie for music.
They dropped their
album. I like one of the songs.
Never mind.
Oh yeah. Y'all know we gonna be red on Facebook, girl. Y'all better cut it out, girl. We be saying everything. We gonna become knots and everything, girl. They gonna start asking who is we and all this stuff, girl. You know what this game,
girl. Girl, you remember she tried to do me like that and say, like, girl, who's there?
I ain't got nothing to say, bitch.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Mitch, let me ask you a question. Knowing that the esteemed and the legendary, iconic House of Ebony, Midwest chapter, has a ball coming up, and Banks with his brilliant idea of hiring every commentator in America so no ball can go on that night. Why didn't you guys happen to hire Jay?
Ooh.
The shade.
The shade of it all.
Okay, well, first of all, hold one second, honey.
Where's TJ? I know he can answer it.
You have a question for me, so you can address me.
Yes, for
I'm
sure.
The
I,
West
I,
Coast.
I know that you guys, you know, are very, I know how the Ebonys are. You're very family-oriented. You're very collaborative. Yeah, so I know for a fact that this was a topic. So if you, you know, you hire some very good commentators, it's going to be a very good ball. I'm going to be there to pick up my change, by the way. But I want to know.
I doubt that.
I'm coming to get that coin. But I want to know why they want
to take your
spot
and have your seat.
I'm judging, actually. But my kids definitely will be on the floor to pick up the coin. But what I'm saying to you is,
well, you
why?
Will not bully the panel.
Oh no! I'm giving Shirley Caesar set this for the quarter. But
well,
I want to know.
Can you make sure you glue your wig?
You are next in line for a miracle. No shame.
Can you make sure your French roll is in there real good? Because we don't need it moving up.
Girl, French roll, girl. Are you kidding me, girl? This is a bitch that just has synthetic forehead and just braids on her hair. Girl, boom.
Alexa, you have synthetic braids in your hair.
Yes, ma'am.
What was that?
Yes, motherfucking ma'am.
Hold on.
Michi,
you got a brain hitter.
You got a brain hitter.
Hold on, Michi. Now, this is coming from my sister who I was glued out her lace with.
When she came home from, she racked her fat. That jail had destroyed my leg.
Oh, God, my head is hurting.
But, bitch, I'm telling you. But I just want to know why Jay is not being utilized more often, and he's definitely a commentator in the scene. So I think that's the question that...
Well, we don't have
time.
I don't
want to let Michi do that. I'm just like,
So, before the little white lady comes on and tells Amaya that she's really a man, we want everyone to go ahead and get their good nights in now.
Stop talking, Michael.
Good night. You can find my girlfriend's greatest hit CDs on any black market corner and in any hotel room, bitch, or any mall.
Shouts out to Micah.
Shouts out to Micah. I can't. Who just said that? Was that Amaya?
No, it was not. I promise you.
That was Amaya.
Oh, my God. Michi, I love you.
Bitch.
You bitches have tickled me pink tonight, bitch. You hear me? You ladies have 12 minutes to promote any ball, CDs, you know, fuck parties, you know, whatever you got going on in your city, you know.
Yeah.
My nephew is politicking. Yes, nephew. You better hear me, girls.
Definitely want everyone to come on out to the Midwest in May.
It definitely will be an amazing event.
This is one dynasty that you do not want to miss.
Yes, at the Ebony Time, our action-packed weekend going on, and that's absolutely no shade from the parties
yes,
on Friday to the
Friday
ball on Saturday. Yes, because they're really doing it big in St. Louis, bitch. It definitely will be a fucking fun weekend. It's no shade.
It is no
What's
shade.
The
and, the Ebony Punch, the best punch in ballroom, will definitely be in first.
Ooh, bitch, you talking about a 2K.
What's the date?
The chicken, the P. Diddy of North Carolina
Ooh.
Definitely will have the Ebony Punch on brew.
Michi, what's the date?
The first weekend in May.
The first weekend in May.
Yes, bitch, you talking about that punch be stern, bitch. You hear me?
Well, being a connoisseur of both the Ebony and the Aga punch.
Oh, here she goes.
I will have to
Alexis,
get my...
Alexis, the Agas don't have no ball coming up, girl.
Stop promoting a punch.
Watch the throne. You know I got to get in it early.
But the Aga Punch is cute. No shade.
But the Ebony definitely have the money. They definitely have a nice venue. They definitely have a fan trophy. They definitely have everything in order, and that's no shade. Banks and the House of Ebony have put a lot into this weekend, so you definitely will get your life that weekend.
I wouldn't expect nothing less from Banks. It's no shade.
Yeah, it's no shade.
Of course
it's
not.
It's no shade. Yeah, the Ebony's are definitely.
It's executive realness day by day.
No shade. The coin is definitely already in envelopes and already there. So you bitch, you definitely going to get your money's worth. It's no shade.
No shade. And we can't forget the VA Awards Ball coming up in June.
Hold on, wait. Have these people paid for their commercials yet?
I know Banks has, as that's why I promoted the fuck out of it. I have nothing to do with anybody else in their fucking events, baby.
Okay. Well, come on.
Shout out to Larry and Malcolm.
The Midwest Ebony, the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Is that where it is?
Yes, it's
yes.
in St. Louis. You,
okay.
You also can come
you
out.
You know where it is, Alexis, girl. Don't try to get cute.
No, I'm not being cute. I'm just asking.
We know Larry and Malcolm has definitely paid for their event. You definitely can come out this weekend and have a good time in Kentucky.
Yes, behind the music.
Yeah,
yes, definitely come out and enjoy Kentucky. I definitely will be there on my best behavior, promise.
Here we go. Good luck, y'all.
I know what that means.
You see, even when I'm nice to the Ebony's girl, I'm still getting guy. Oh, my God.
I just say, girl, just here we go. I'm just saying. You know, I wanted to go behind the music, but you know.
I'll definitely be behind the music, girl, somewhere full, bitch. You hear me?
That's
I know you
always,
will be.
Girl.
Yes, God.
She yeah, you know, your wife got to come record, through. Right? She just take us out. She ain't playing tonight.
Girl, she is letting us, bitch, have
you
it.
Over there?
You got nine minutes. You got nine
Nephew.
Minutes. You okay?
She usually kick you out at 2:30 on Tuesdays.
Well, I mean, look, it's Tuesday, so. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
Oh, baby, don't do it.
Well, you know, it's 1:50. It's 1:50 in my time zone.
Yes.
You're going to keep it cute, okay?
What have I done?
Michi, could you get him to, I mean, could you get him together, please?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, sweetheart.
What?
Oh.
Ooh, somebody got a Windows
what?
Computer?
Keep it cute, Alexis.
Oh, that was my TV.
Oh. Who is that?
I'm definitely going to hit you up in your inbox, Alexis, about the month, baby. Cause, you know.
Oh, I got a fresh bottle right here. You need it?
No, I need it for some of the girls, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just let me know when. Give me the address that you want to ship to. I have a fresh bottle.
You sure you don't need that?
Oh.
Baby.
That was not me, Justin. Now you stop.
I almost called you by your government name.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
Everyone, welcome back to CEO Jasmine.
Alexis Advise. Alexis, honey, girl. You give a girl a seat, honey, she tries to take over.
Don't you do that like that.
Okay.
All right, who we still got on the line? Joelle, Amaya, Alexis, Michi, Justin, Kelly is gone. Amaya and Alexis, thank you. Michi as well. Michi, you're a godsend. Thank you guys for holding it down. Alexis and Amaya, did y'all hear Michi's song?
Yes, we heard all 17 tracks.
Ms. Jasmine,
we heard the remix,
them niggas
the power down.
Trying me.
The power down mix. The ACC mix.
Y'all all need a little inspiration in y'all life, honey. So
my girlfriend bought me the CD from the motel when she was over there. I definitely listened to it.
Oh no, did y'all hear that? What was that?
Oh, it's
Kim. Jasmine, you are. Oh, my God.
What happened? I didn't do that.
That's Amaya.
That was a laugh. That was me. She was trying to warm up for her new CD.
Yeah, carry it. I don't understand what happened.
Oh. I just told you that was me. She vocal warming up for the 13th set.
Me.
Keep on.
Just because God said it.
What the hell note is that?
Well, listen, y'all. We about to end the show before we get cut off. So I want everybody to say their good nights, and I'm going to end the show with Michi's song. So, Justin, say good night.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Alexis, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Amaya, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. I think we need to say goodnight now while the girls' voices are still holding up. Good night, everybody.
Joelle, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Michi, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. Remember to have a wonderful, safe weekend. If you're behind the music, have a wonderful time. Let the ball be the ball. If you get chopped, take your chop and have a seat. It's okay. And if you lose your battle, try again. It's always next time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bless you all. Good night.
I know that's right. Thank you, Michi. All right, don't forget Behind the Music this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. We will be back Monday for the weekend recap with my legendary sister, Kelly Mizrahi, and the icon, Rodney Prodigy, as they recap this weekend's events. We will be back next Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesdays with Jason, London, J-Rock, and the crew. And we will be back next Wednesday for another episode of State of Emergency Show. I will end the show out with Michi's hit. And you guys have a safe weekend. Good night.
Thank you.